you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
You're there.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, let me turn down my radio. Cool echo, though.
Echo.
Oh, not bad. Oh, I'm sorry that I came on right after your depressed woman was on, your caller. Why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that they agree with her, that this war is a ghastly disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, her feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation.
I initially thought that maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike Show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag. What a brilliant guy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to Bo Dam, the best of Don and Mike. That's right. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arndt, with you on this gorgeous, gorgeous day, Monday, April 2nd, here in the Washington, D.C. area. Hope it's beautiful for you where you are today as well. Don and Mike on their spring break down there. I hear they're just killing the wet t-shirt contest and the wet thong contest in Fort Lauderdale and Daytona and Points South. So, they'll be back next week. Until then, you've got me and a big old heap and steaming plate full of best stuff. And, as promised, I've got really good stuff for you this week. And we're going to jump right into it because I can't hold back. Remember Lisa the homeless bitch? Well, we've all been waiting for this to make its way around. And it's time for the saga of Lisa the homeless bitch. But first, we got to get through the drunk callers on the best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
It would be you, sir. Yes, go ahead.
We're on the air. Hello.
Dump that.
I did.
What are they saying?
You used the F word.
What? You're messing with me.
How am I messing with you? You're on the air. I'm answering a telephone call. You're on the air.
Hey, is this Don?
You're on the air. Please, no bad language. And have you been drinking?
I swear to God, I won't. What do you
drinking?
Think about
yes,
Richard
you have.
Williams?
Hold on.
Let's
find out more about you, friend. Where are you calling from?
Reno, Nevada.
Reno. What time is it there? Like, it matters.
It's,
almost 2 o'clock.
On my watch right now, it's like 2:20.
Very close. I got 4:42 on the East Coast, so you're only 2 hours and 22 minutes behind.
Good watch.
Okay, I want to ask you an honest question.
Yeah.
Because you are a football guru.
Let me ask you an honest question.
You mean?
What are you drinking today?
I'm not.
You're not drinking? You haven't anything to drink today?
No.
Then what do you want?
No.
How are you injured?
I'm high on life, man.
You're not taking any prescription medication?
Nope.
And you're not drinking?
Because it's you, I'm honest. I've been drinking.
You have been drinking?
Yes, I have been drinking.
Well, can I tell you something? You hide it. It's only because Mike and I are very experienced. We can tell. You could have fool me if I was a police officer. I'll tell you that. Not that you should.
Well, I don't plan. Not that I don't plan on driving.
Good. What have you been enjoying today?
Oh, well, I'm enjoying Pat's Genuine Draft.
Here's the good stuff.
A programming note you'll enjoy. This call was screened close to 3 o'clock Eastern time today, and when it was screened, he wasn't slurring.
Wow.
So he's been drinking and on hold for nearly 2 hours.
You've been on hold for almost 2 hours?
Yeah. Hey, Rob, I love it.
You love what?
I love being on hold.
You love being on hold?
Okay, hold on. I'll come back to you.
wait a minute. I thought better of it.
You make his dreams come true.
Should be happy now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops, that was some other guy. Now look what I did. Oh, give me a second. The phone's got to reset.
Right.
Okay. The guy. Oh, I see now. Now I see the reset. It's only been 15 seconds since we've been.
I think so.
I want to ask you a question.
You got to watch the language, pal.
I just picked up the line. The first word I said is S.
Language, and I won't. What do you think about Rich Williams in the Miami Dolphins?
That was a timely question.
Listen, Rummy.
That's the only question I wanted to ask.
Hey, Rummy. He's been suspended for the year. He can't play.
What do you think about
it? He wants to go to the CFL. See, I know more than you know.
Oh, you certainly do.
Here we go.
Yeah.
He wants to go to the Canadian Football League.
Can't we find out more about you? Like, are you married?
Divorced.
Yeah. Divorced. All right, I can relate to that.
Kids? Any kids?
I have a daughter.
Is there a lady in your life currently?
There's a lot of ladies in my life.
Hey, a lot of ladies. And may we ask what you do for a living?
I'm a factory worker.
What kind of a factory do you work in?
Plastic factory.
Fantastic plastic.
Turn little pebbles of plastic into rolls of plastic.
Uh-huh. Cool. Right. Congratulations on that.
Are you enjoying a Monday off?
Yeah, I don't work today. Well, because I work 12-hour shifts.
Two
days a week.
That Pabst is a tasty beer, isn't it? You know what I like best about Pabst Blue Ribbon? At least back in my memory of it, it kind of reminded me of the Confederate flag. I don't know what it is about Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I'm not even drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon.
No. But you're drinking Pabst Genuine Draft?
Yes.
Right.
I'm sorry. Is there a difference?
It comes in a gold can.
Is there a difference besides the
gold can? You heard it. The difference right there comes in a gold can.
Looks less Confederate.
What's the most dangerous thing that can happen in your plastic factory?
I get squished by a...
I like this guy.
A 120-pound roll of plastic.
So you can actually... Have you known anyone ever to get rolled over by a piece of plastic?
Yes.
Let me ask you.
Yes,
I can't keep saying the word.
Sorry.
How do you feel about Ricky Williams? I mean, I'm thrilled with this story. How do you feel about Ricky Williams maybe going to the CFL?
I think that, you know, I'm a Dolphins fan.
Aren't we all, friend?
Well, I'm a Dolphins fan.
I said, aren't we all, friend? I mean, aren't we all, friend? Question mark.
Aren't we all friends? You like the Packers? Yeah, we're all friends. Uh-huh. Ricky Williams, hey, let him go. Let him go to the CFL.
I see.
And
that's a hot topic, friend.
Friend.
If anything, it's going to build. You know, he's going to get a good trade value later on.
What's the best thing about living in Reno?
All your horrors, right?
It's a 24-hour town.
All your bitches.
24-hour town.
Never closes.
And don't forget, we've been there. We've seen that killer bowling alley that they have.
I mean, I was one of the guys that were there.
It's the Hall of Fame.
You know, the Bowling Hall of Fame, right.
Scalping for tickets and stuff to see you. Unfortunately, I didn't get the opportunity, but...
What are your plans for the rest of the afternoon once this call is over?
Stay here and keep listening to you.
Oh, good. That's nice. Good.
What's your favorite CFL team, friend?
I don't even know CFL.
Yeah.
When you bought that...
I don't even know.
You don't like the Rough Riders?
CFL sucks.
Is that one?
What?
The Ottawa Rough Riders.
There you go, Mike. The Hamilton Tiger Tiger Cats. The Toronto Argonauts.
Argonauts, right.
The British Columbia Lions.
He wants to go to the team that's in... God, what's the hockey team? It starts with an E.
Edmonton Oilers?
Edmonton, yes. That's where he wants to go. What's
How about the Ottawa Senators?
That would be the Edmonton Eskimos, I believe.
Ah.
When you
that's where he wants to go. Can you believe him?
Can't believe
him. I believe him. He's a good friend of mine, Ricky Williams is. Have you not heard him on the show? He's been on the show all the time.
He's never been on your show.
He's on the show
I listen every day.
He's on
Shut up, man.
You know who else is on the show all the time? Bob Greasy. And Don Shula.
Don't forget Larry Zonka.
And Jim.
Oh, my God. Here you go.
Here's radio.
He's totally
Paul Warfield. He drops in occasionally.
Nick Bonacani.
We know all those guys.
The no-name defense. Jake Scott, number 13 in the secondary.
Garo Euphremian drops in for an occasional chat.
Earl Morrill. Of course, we can't keep Marino the hell out of here. And don't forget the Clayton brothers. You know, Mark and...
Super.
Royce.
Super.
No, Super.
They had Mark and...
Yeah, I burned you on that one, didn't I?
Which one was that?
Sure did.
Mark, Clayton, and Duper.
Duper.
Super Duper.
Super Duper.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
It is all good.
Well, anything else, friend? Anything else?
No.
What do you do for fun in Reno besides...
I'm sorry.
Stop with the S word. Last question.
Beer.
Let's end on beer. Hold on.
Apologize.
How many beers have you had already? How many more before you call it a day?
I've had maybe 7.
And how many more to go, do you think?
Until I pass out.
And how many? Put a number. Make a guesstimate.
Oh, guesstimate? Oh, at least another 10 or 12.
Yeah. Seven's right. About right in less than 2 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'll do it.
All right. So, goodbye, friend.
You would know.
Well, I love you guys, and Reno gives you big props.
He doesn't sound like that after 7 beers.
We give big props to Reno.
You're a good caller.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good caller.
Hello.
Remain seated.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. This is Mark from Hagerstown. I got a number for Barstools. Are you finished with that?
What the hell is going on tonight?
Now, this guy, I think, is like got... Hounds Day syndrome. So I don't think he's
drunk. You don't think that he's drunk?
No. I don't think he's drunk. Dry.
All Barstools. 1-800-63.
I'm not kidding.
I think you're right.
Retarded, Ray.
6-1. Go. I want to talk about being retarded. You're not nice.
Okay, get out of here.
Bye! Really interesting callers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's amazing when we get relatives calling in from different parts of the country.
Thank you!
Hi, Rosie. Thank you. Oh, you know what? Before this restaurant, the sweeps, when are they over, Buzz?
The last Thursday of this month.
Okay.
Whatever it turns out to be.
That would be probably, I guess, next Thursday. So they got about another week to go.
Right.
I still think the best news story that we've been sent is from right here in D.C.
Kitchens with mouse droppings, roaches, even broken refrigerators. May sound like a dive, but your kids are eating there. Our Fox 5 investigation still ahead.
Yeah, I think we're going to make we're going to crown an early winner here and make that our best story of sweeps.
So far, that's good. They've got all the elements in there. They've got filth, they've got your kids, and they've got school cafeterias.
So we've got to hear that, but I want to make sure I distance that segment from just mentioning this to Mike. About
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And as I mentioned to my two favorite restaurateurs, you and Tommy Giacomo.
Yes, sir.
Watch out. I got to put my glasses on to read this.
Okay.
Here we go.
We received a missive. Yanni Norman came in during the break on Friday, and so we got an email from Dennis Murphy. Dennis Murphy is now the owner of a restaurant, Mike, in Bowie, Maryland.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do?
The Old Bowie Town Grill.
Mmm.
The
That's all I know.
I thought we had heard rumors that he purchased a
gas
convenience
station.
Store.
There you go, your gas station slash convenience store. No, Dennis sent us an email. Here it is. Here's a picture of the place.
Wow.
That's the logo. And it's Dennis Murphy, the restaurateur.
That's nice.
Much like you, his role model. So watch out, Mike.
Hometown flavor, great new taste.
There goes your crown.
The taste of cripple.
The burgers are so thick, you got to use two hands.
I'd like a cripple burger.
I'd like to get more information.
The big crip.
Well, that's why I brought it to everyone's attention. I know it's been a long time since we've actually asked for him to call in, but I think it's time for the Murph.
Yes.
To call back into the show.
Because this looks like a legitimate business enterprise here, which would tell me he might not be exclusively involved.
I know.
If you think the same thing.
Of course.
Yes.
But we won't know until we talk to
him.
That's
right.
And he's been on not exactly super double secret probation, but to be honest,
a wonderful place for him to hang out.
Do we?
Yeah.
You know, Dennis just doesn't deliver like a professional like Tom Gavin does.
Exactly.
Right. But if he's got something to chat about.
Nice to see he's still selling his CD on his website, Dennis Murphy, One Hand, One Heart.
So, Dennis, don't call now because we got a busy show today.
Uh-huh.
We got to talk about Bush. We've got a bunch of video to look at and stuff on the internet site. But call in and schedule yourself a time for tomorrow.
Jeez. Make sure you go to his website, too, so you can see the pictures from the WFIS Throw the Switch party in 2001.
That's
when Dennis was a vital part of our success.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Murphy, now restaurateur,
uh-huh.
And we'll get all the details tomorrow. Mike,
thank
you
God.
Should be shaking in your boots.
I am.
Because
you don't think I'm on this? I am on this right now.
Now, hold on a second.
You know, he's Irish, too, Murphy.
Can you guess what he just wrote down?
No, I have no idea.
It was not a joke.
Okay, all right.
Now, this is the serious side of Rob coming
through. Okay, what did Rob write?
Don't forget, he still owes us Christmas presents.
That's right.
He does. I have to agree.
I have to agree with Rob Spiewak. We can't let it go. We can't. That's not. That would not be fair.
Hello, is this Murphy's Restaurant? Yes, I would like the Big Crip Burger and a Flitchin' Fries. Yeah, thank you.
Well, no, I mean, you always order one thing when you go to that restaurant. The signature dish, the chicken fingers. Always. Always. And also the deli sandwiches made from tongue.
Order half.
Sandwich.
We would like more Mongo dipping sauce, please.
Yeah.
Of course. Right, Rob, it's free parking because every space is handicapped.
And no matter what the temperature is outside, the glasses always sweat.
But like Dennis, it doesn't deliver.
Okay, enough. Enough. We'll talk. Unless this is him, we'll move on. Hello.
Hi, Mike Liver checking in. How you guys doing?
Oh, no, it's not Dennis Murphy. It's just Mike's liver.
Oh, though, you know, Mike's got another body part he's worried about now, so don't worry about it. His liver's fine this weekend.
It's Mike's back that's giving us problems this week.
Very close to the liver. Very close.
But all the organs and I were having a chat, a little heart-to-heart, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for checking in, liver. We'll talk to you next week.
And don't move to Reno, and don't like the Dolphins, and don't work in plastic factory, sir.
Okay, bye.
I certainly have a chatty liver.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Who is this?
Thought it was Dennis. Hi, this is Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Yes, hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen, I was listening to that one guy that called from Reno, and he said he had 7 beers in 2 hours.
Yes, ma'am.
I am from Northern Virginia, and I'm sitting at a lake, and I have had 7 beers in 1 hour and 55 minutes, and I am nowhere near drunk.
True. That's interesting. She's got a point.
Determined by body weight.
I don't think she's fat. I think she's an alcoholic and she's built up a good tolerance.
Or she's had a good meal.
Let's find out. It's one of the three. Are you either a big fatty or do you drink so much that 7 beers is like one? Or, as Buzz says, have you just had a big meal?
I haven't had a big meal. I'm not a big fatty. I do drink a bit, but I don't drink any more than people in Reno.
No. Come on. I'm the big winner.
Can I guess what
Rob, I think you and I certainly would not be slurring like that guy from Reno if we had 7 beers.
No, but you know it affects people different. Who knows? Maybe they were 16-ounce cans.
Why have you had 7 beers today?
I'm on my 7th right now.
Okay, why are you having 7 today? Any particular reason?
Because I'm unemployed until Friday, and I'm currently homeless.
And it's Bank Day Cinco de Mayo.
Can I guess the brand?
Cinco de Mayo, I was at my grandfather's funeral.
Yes, no, is it? Quince de Mayo.
Quince?
Are you really? Quince de Mayo.
Right. Are you really homeless?
Yeah, actually, right now I am.
How is it that you're homeless, but you're calling a radio show from a boat?
Because I have a cell phone and a car.
Oh, well, then you're not homeless.
I have my priorities straight.
Don't drive.
You can sleep in your car.
Exactly.
Are you speaking to us from your car right now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, dear.
You're not
driving it, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm sitting at a lake.
Do you need a place to stay? I mean, if you needed a place, we could let you stay in our parking lot this week.
Oh, really? Because I've been kicked out of, like, 14 parking lots.
Mm. Oh, no, I'm sure we could find a spot for you.
Doesn't that spot, the spots that we all have reserved, those are our spots.
Yes, we can give them away.
I mean, we can give them away. Sure.
Do you want to come live in our parking spots for a week?
I would love to.
All right, hold on. But now you can't drive here drunk, which means you won't be able to show up till tomorrow.
No, I would have to wait and, drink some Gatorade or something and then show up.
Okay, hold on, and talk to John, not to Joe. And,
okay.
And, yeah, sure, come on down and live here for a
little. Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Well, about 20 pounds ago, I used to be told Shania Twain.
And
now it would be a Shania Twain, maybe...
Shania Twain, like, maybe approaching Ann Wilson of Heart?
No!
Barracuda.
All right, come on down. Live in our parking lot. It'd be fun to have a homeless woman living in our parking lot.
Yeah, she could check in every day.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And where will you go on Friday?
Well, I have a fabulous career waiting for me at Home Depot.
Oh, you're gonna start a job at the Home Depot?
Yeah.
Where will you live on Friday then? If you live in our parking lot this week.
If I live in your parking lot this week, then I'll be in your parking lot this week. But on Friday, I'd have to drive back to where I live and work at Home Depot.
Uh-huh.
But then I could come back to your parking lot.
No. But where will you live on Friday? If we let you stay in our parking lot Monday through Friday, after you start your job at Home Depot on Friday, where will you live?
Well, I will save enough money to get a place of my own.
Uh-huh.
And living in your car, it's easy to save money, right?
So you're going to move your car down to the Home Depot. We'll live in the car for just a little while longer until you get, what, like a down payment on an apartment?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds good, right?
Well, you know, maybe you could stay in our parking lot for a couple of weeks.
You know,
would be a great idea.
And the neat thing about our parking lot is surrounding our parking lot are a variety of housing opportunities.
Yes. Wonderful.
In several different layers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're really not all, it's not all real upscale, it's not all middle class, it's not all low class, it's everything.
And you can be almost assured that at least two of the three cameras downstairs in the security area are not dummy cameras.
Oh,
two out of the three.
So when
are real,
I change my clothes and my car, they'll all be watching me.
There's only one that's a fake one.
That's right.
What do you subsist on? What do you? What are your meals? What do you eat most often?
Well, you know, I don't know if I can say this on the air, but there's a certain place rhymes with eats and starts with SH.
Okay.
Yeah, you can say dogs.
Sheets.
You can say Sheets.
That's the name of a place. Sure, mm-hmm. Sheets. So it's a convenience place.
Right.
Yes.
You eat at Sheets. What do you eat there?
They have two hot dogs for a dollar right now.
Cool.
Don't believe her. I think she's completely legit.
You know,
I'm an intelligent human being, and I am sitting on my own right now, homeless.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor. You know, go to McDonald's or something and wash yourself real clean before you come in tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'll write down 3 o'clock tomorrow. We'll meet the homeless woman. You can live in our parking lot for a couple of weeks.
Where have you been bathing?
As long as you give me a placard or something so the cops don't knock on my window when I'm asleep, covered up in my blanket.
Oh, no, we'll put a big...
you got to get out of here.
Put a big free FM sign up there.
You're fine.
And how have you been cleaning yourself?
I do have friends that allow me to shower at their places.
That's cool. Okay, that's legit.
All right, well, hold on. I think we'd love to have you live downstairs.
Okay, sweet.
Hold on a second.
This is going to be much more fun than the Rob Grippy experiment.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to be a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's make sure we get her down here.
So we can put, like, seriously, when we're not there, we can put, like, one of the big signs up so nobody hassles her, right?
The cones, right, yeah.
Yeah, put some cones. Mm-hmm. It's all about the cones.
Right. You know, those big orange cones.
Yeah.
So we'll have a homeless woman living downstairs for...
Until Friday.
Well, and maybe into next week.
Sure.
We'll see.
Sure.
And also then we do have to decide which one of us is going to give up our parking spot for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've already made a decision. I think it's a pretty selfless decision.
I agree, Don, and I think I agree with it already.
Buzz?
Be happy to. In fact, she can stay in my car.
Oh. Wow.
I think you knew we were looking your way, Buzz.
Yes, I did.
I think you knew it. You know, both Mike and I, much too important to give up our parking
spot. That's right.
Hello there. Not my show. She can have my spot if it's not raining.
Right. Yes.
She can have my spot when I'm not there.
Right.
Hello, Donna Mike.
I just have to uproot every time I show up for work.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Yes.
This is your back speaking. How you doing?
Not good today. Not
hey,
good
well,
at all. What the hell are you doing? You're killing me.
Well, there's a couple things I actually wanted to talk to you about. First of all, I want to apologize for your past two divorces. I had phone calls to take. You know, I was out doing that. And secondly, I had a brief discourse with the rest of the body. No pun intended.
All right.
Bye!
Enough, Shecky.
Bye-bye.
Well, you love two divorces.
You saw an opening.
Hey, I got a whole half hour of sketch I'm going to do. I'm going to play Mike's back.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
So I'm taking this drunk dial day?
Now it's idiot observation day.
What are my observations?
Are you drunk, sir?
Yes.
Car hit his brakes.
I'm trying to drive out of Baltimore.
Oh,
okay,
gosh,
you can't say the word. You can say a-holes. You can't say the word.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I won't do that again.
My bad. That's a disqualification.
My bad. What not?
Yes. All right.
Okay,
that is a disqualification when you say my bad.
Bye bye. That was Captain Obvious calling it. You have two good calls in a row. Is this drunk call day?
Thought I'd call driving home.
But I was going to come back. No, it's observe. I'm trying to say observation. observe. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
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 Yes, it's you.
It's me?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to hook up the homeless chick with a place to live.
I'm sure you do.
Of course.
And I'm sure you want to chop her into little bits and eat her. Get off the phone, Dahmer.
Okay. Bye!
Bye-bye.
She is under our mafia protective umbrella.
You know, we really might have to call is our friend. I saw him recently. Doug, the security guard.
Absolutely.
We get Doug down here.
That'd be great.
Doug's a run-a-cop, but what we love about Doug, mm-hmm. he's a run-a-cop. Not afraid to shoot.
Absolutely.
Right.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
Kick some
ass. What better security to have?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How many freaks are going to be showing up in your parking lot at night now?
Did you just hear what we said about Doug, our security guard?
No.
Yeah, now he's just hang up.
He just hangs up.
Listen, I have a random negative thought that I'd like to poo-poo the whole idea that you have. You mean you've countered it already? Click.
Yeah.
So rude.
Because that's what people live to do.
Sure.
They live to try to ruin our fun. Mm-hmm.
Send him over to where that lady called from the private school.
You know what? It starts.
They can have a lovely lunch together.
It starts with the very first call of a very happy Monday show.
Right.
It's like, hello, Don and Mike Show. Woman, Don, our sons went to the same school. Did you hear that the Duke lacrosse player that's been charged with rape went to the same school?
I mean, really, just amazing excitement.
Yes.
Amazing. She'd do well with that other guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
I'm wondering if I can come by tomorrow and maybe get a picture with the homeless lady, maybe give her a donation towards her down payment.
You know, why don't we all just figure out what's going on with her tomorrow?
Got to get her down here. Got to get her done.
Slow down, Bojango.
And then we'll figure out what all you window lickers how we're going to handle her. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Even though he was negative, though, he's right. You can hear the breathing already.
When's she arriving? Hello, Clarice. She's like our David Blaine. She's our sweeps stunt.
Boy, maybe we could put her in a bubble.
The woman living in our garage. The woman living downstairs. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
You guys will put out a tip jar near the homeless girl's car, won't you?
So everybody, listen to this. Listen, you know, you're horny, aren't you?
No. Nope.
Yes, you are.
It's okay to be horny.
You're horny. She made you horny.
No, she needs money for a down payment for an apartment.
No, hold on a second. Please be honest.
Let's be real honest.
She sounded hot, so you call with this because if you really cared about the homeless people, you know, you would get off your ass and do something. You'd go give money to one of them. You wouldn't call some hot chick that was on a hot sounding check.
She got you all ramped up, didn't she?
It's okay.
How would you give money to her unless you went and found where she was homeless?
Now,
but if she got you ramped up.
But hold on, here's what we're saying. If she was Rob Grippy, who's been on the show many times, big, fat, stinky, look like the comic book guy on The Simpsons.
You're not calling him that.
If we have him on the show and say you can live in the garage for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. you don't call and say, hey, you're going to put a tip jar out for him?
I bow to your mastery of that.
You bow to our what?
Mastery.
Our mastery. Okay, I'll see you at City of Stools.
Welcome to Mastering Theater.
Thank you. Bye bye. Just admit.
You won't admit it now.
Or don't admit it. And it's okay. People will want to come see what she looks like.
No, what, those calls are very simple. It's guys sitting there, pants around ankles, going, hey, listen, are you going to help her out? You got to really help her out, guys. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Listen, here's an idea I thought. This would really be a nice thing to do. Oh.
Well, let's just wait and see if she even shows up tomorrow. And, you know, then we'll take it from there.
She'll show up and she's going to look like Jodie Foster anyway. No, that's not nice to her. I'm not going to let the negative callers affect me. I'm excited about meeting this woman.
I'm sorry. Dr. Lecter? I just seen Flight Plan. Uh-huh. And I want to say, she still manages to look, in her own way, highly doable. Jodie Foster.
In Flight Plan, she had the anus eyes.
Well, she got the ass eyes all the time. Even back when she was Clarice.
This is true.
She's had the ass eyes. And when she was Crazy Nell, and when she was in Contact. Ellie. Ellie with Matthew McConaughey.
Ellie.
Dynamite, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
The Don and Mike Show.
Come and lick the dot of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's right. Lick it. Lick it good. Hey, welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike. Hey, WJFK is giving away a trip for two to Tokyo, Japan for the world premiere of Spider-Man 3. Go to WJFK.com now. Click the Spider-Man 3 logo and get the web word of the day. Listen for your cue to call. 10th caller with the web word qualifies for the trip. We'll draw the winner on Friday. Hey, what a great read. That's what I get paid to do. I also get paid to play you the best of Don and Mike. And I played the Simpsons alcohol salute because we've got a lot of drunks on the show today. So let's get right back into it. But first, we've got to take a call from President Bush on the best of Don and Mike.
Now, I think we set it up pretty good with what's going on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's now go via satellite.
Oh, good.
To your White House. And let's see if he's got his. I know he's practicing for his speech tonight.
Of course he is.
So I'm going to your snap.
W.
The blue tie.
Hello.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Hello, W.
Yeah, Don?
Oh, yeah. Do you need me to hold on, sir?
Yeah, hang on just a second. Just
okay.
Care if, we're taking care of some last-minute details.
All right.
About my speech. I want to wear the blue tie.
Oh, Laura.
The tie.
Yeah. That's when it's the lucky one. It's the lucky one.
Come on, you know what I'm talking about. All right, it's time. Interview time. Radio? Is it?
Hello.
Are we on? Yeah, busy day. Lots of stuff going on. I have to speak to the country tonight, talk about important stuff. So my time is extraordinarily valuable today, and so
I gotta ask
don't overload me with some tough, your silly questions that you ask that always confuse.
W?
They're designed to hoodwink me and all that.
Why are you going on tonight when so many good shows are on?
There's one right there, right out of the back, right out of the, what do they call it, right out of that thing.
Shoots.
You shot that right out of the rifle. Why am I going on tonight? Because tonight is the good time to speak about problems with those people coming over the borders. And I think that everybody should...
I don't
have a script in front of me right now. It's all in the speech.
Who are those people?
I will be reading it very well later on.
Who are those people?
You know, them people that come over the borders. People from, you know, the others, as I like to call them. The others that come in, illegals. You know, they come in trucks and burros and whatever they are in. And
donkeys.
They do that, donkeys, you know, and they just sneak across. We're going to take care of this. I've been taking, I took a gander at some of my poll numbers. And what I came to the conclusion did that work? I'm not sure. But I came to the conclusion my poll numbers will be raised significantly if I can convince the American people that I'm going to keep them people out. That's the key, and I'm strong when
joke?
It comes to that. Yeah, I'd like a joke.
Tonight?
Sure, I like good jokes as much as anybody.
It's kind of a shock jock joke. when you go out tonight.
Shock jock, that could be bad for the red state base. So.
Tell me if you think it's funny.
Yes, all right.
When you go out tonight, you say, I want to clean up America. I want to clean up our borders.
Sure.
I'm going to make it spick and span.
No. I know what you're doing. You're going to get me in trouble just like you
Hold
have
on.
Before.
Is it funny?
No, that's horrible. That's terrible. And I suggest America do what I'm going to do this evening. Get your VHS tapes out and tape that King of Queens, which is my... That's my show. That's how much I'm sacrificing for the country. The King Queens is a dang fine show, son. It truly is. And I tell you right now, I'm going to watch it as soon as I get done giving my speech. Only be about 20 minutes.
Now, how do you feel about the fact that only two of the networks, or have they all now caved, Buzz?
Last I heard, just two of them.
But maybe all of them will cave and carry you.
There is no secret that I am the decider. I am the decider, and I make those decisions, and I wish that I had the power. I said to Dick the other day, I said, Dick, you told me I could do anything I want. A president should have the authority, when I'm speaking to the nation, to go to all the networks and say, you have to broadcast this. It is a matter of urgent national
security.
Thank you. That's the one.
Now,
that's why I should be on the TV no matter what. I understand that everybody's having their season finales. Mm. I understand America loves their television, but I want to go on all the TV. I'll just take a bit of your time.
Are you going to talk about the Beaners tonight?
Yes, indeed. Yes, I will. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. No, I'm not. I'm talking about the illegal immigrant problem. That's what I'm talking about.
Did you get a new phone?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hello. Yeah. Oh. Well, Mama, I just wanted to... He's talking to me about...
She heard
Beaners? I will say that.
She heard Beaners?
Yeah, you're right. I know. It's a slippery slope every time I come here. I listen to the like. Mama, I'm not. Hold on a second. Mama, I know he says those bad words.
Is that your mom?
They didn't come out of my mouth. He is a shock jock saying those big things. Okay. I'll say it just like that to him. Not to use that. Not while you're in the presence of it. Okay. I got you. I love you too, Mama. Okay. Did you like the gift basket? Thank you. Hold on. Bye. You should not use inflammatory. Damn it! You should not use those big words that are bad that make bad things about people. Don't do that. Hello,
I'm not inflammatory. All right, I got it. Bye.
Mama. Damn! Don't use inflammatory words and put words in my mouth. I'm the president. I'm the decider. I will do it. Man, I got Mama a Botox gift basket. That's amazing, man. Paralyzed most of her face, but all the wrinkles almost gone.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. It looked really, really good. Her face relaxed so much you couldn't even see the pearls.
Oh.
It was amazing. She kind of looked like a Sharpie dog.
Hey, I gotta tell you.
Or is that a Sharpay?
Yeah. I saw your dad on TV.
Yes.
With Clinton. They were at some graduation somewhere.
Do you believe that?
They're doing that thing, putting their arms around each other and getting like their buddies.
Makes me want to puke. I mean, I used to go around saying he taught me everything I know. There he is out there with, Mr. Under the Desk, just traveling the country. God knows what he's getting him into. You know, I bet they're going to fly someplace to one of those evil countries, you know, where they got evil girls that come up and touch. Mm. You know the places I'm talking about? And if he's with that guy, Clinton, what they're going to do is they'll take a big private plane and fly to some place where girls touch you in bad spots.
Dad
will get all touched and stuff, and he's not going to be able to resist that.
Do you think your mom ever smells your dad's fingers after he's out with Clinton?
It makes me sick. I mean, Dad Do would flip and make out with Bill if he could. I just said, what's going on with that? I told him, I said, Dick, call him. Talk some sense into that. That doesn't look good. My poll numbers are as low as they've been. He should be traveling around with me instead of with the other guy. He's not even the president, and he can't be the president no more.
Did you just say that you think your dad may be in some type of love with Bill Clinton?
I was speaking, what's that when you speak with, the joke in, God, why do you make me explain these things? God, Don, hold on. I was speaking figuratively.
What does that mean?
That means I didn't really mean what I said. I was not using that word to... You know what I mean. I mean, I didn't mean
it. Okay, what's the difference?
Not just talk to you in plain English.
What is the difference between figuratively and literally?
You know, it's the thing... Figurative is when it's a figure.
Uh-huh.
And figurative is when it's a figure.
And what about
when there's a figure in the distance on a pony?
You say something literally.
Literally is when great literature... great literature is written. Great literature stimulates the mind. And no child left behind.
What is the last good book you read?
Last good book I read. I do I have a large collection. A lot of people bring me into the Oval Office. They bring books, bags of books, sacks of books, boxes of books. That I am surrounded by books all the time. And I have
Letters to Penthouse.
Letters to Penthouse are fantastic. There was this one where this gal's sitting down there.
You can
this
tell
is
me.
The best. All right, can I talk about it?
Yeah.
And she's standing at the magazine counter in a drugstore.
Yeah.
And she's next to this guy, and he walks up, and he's real big. And one thing leads to another.
Right there.
Hello. Huh? I did not. I was not talking dirty. Mama, I didn't put that dude down. I just said, you know, we both feel the same way about that. I don't want him traipsing around the country and all that stuff with all that guy with Mr. Gray-haired, you know, Mr. Dirty Mind. Mama, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. No, ma'am, I didn't. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, boy.
I am sorry. Goodbye.
In trouble again?
Mamu has forbidden me to do these interviews anymore.
Now, hold on. You are the president of the United States.
She did not like what I said about that dude traveling around with Bill. I said I wanted that dude to leave flipping Bill alone. Flipping president.
Now, who runs...
Figuration means joking.
Who run Bordertown? Who run Bordertown?
Master Blaster.
Do you run Bordertown? Are you the
man? I'm the decider. Oh. I run Bordertown.
Who runs Bordertown? You or your mom?
I run Bordertown. I'm the president.
Does your mom tell you what to do?
Yes. I'm sorry, I can't answer with a lie. You said the figurative literal thing, you got me confused. I got a big speech to give away tonight, and I'm gonna be at my best. I'm gonna do the best job. I'm not gonna have one single flub. I'm gonna give the best speech I've ever given. I swear to you, I'm gonna do it. I don't know who wrote it. One of these guys wrote it, and it's good too. It's strong. It's got good words and simple words, powerful words.
Give us the gist of it.
Here we go. I got a few. Hold
okay.
On. Let me just see. I got it down here.
You'll be on TV tonight, for God's sakes.
I got it right next to my Paris Hilton picture with the new boob.
You see that?
All right.
Hey, hold on.
Here are the tough ones. Hold on. Border.
Yeah. That's a
B-O-R-D-E-R. Border. Illegal.
Right.
Secure. That's why when I do these speeches, Don, let me walk you through it, son. This is the way I do it. They give me several words to focus on so that when I get to those words, I punch it. You'll notice when I give speeches, I will say to the American people tonight, we have problems with the border, and we have to work on our security. And that is why we have to figure out an immigration policy.
But you don't understand any of that, do you?
No.
No.
But I will say it the way people understand it. Ronald Reagan didn't understand that much, you know?
Let's talk about something that you feel strongly about.
I intend to build a wall stronger than a $4 cup of coffee.
Why? Why is peanut butter so great?
Now you're in my wheelhouse. Uh-huh. Now we can relax. I can let my hair down and tell you what I think.
Why is peanut butter so great?
Peanut butter is nutty. It's creamy. It spreads on bread real easy-like. You can eat it with jelly or without. You can toast the bread, which makes the peanut butter melt into the bread a little bit.
Yeah.
You can eat it with bananas. You can eat it on a piece of celery. It's the all-American food.
Now, why don't you go
it's
on
to the all-American
tonight?
Food. See, it's the greatest.
Look how easy you are speaking about this.
I flip and love it.
Why don't you talk about peanut butter tonight instead of talking about these illegal aliens?
You have as much trouble with that as I do. I said, why illegal immigration? How about some more letters?
Yeah.
Stuck all together like that. I would love to talk about
letters
peanut butter.
Letters you need? PB&J.
I could make up a speech right now about peanut butter, and I wouldn't need anybody. Nobody'd have to write it
I
for
bet
me.
You couldn't.
I could, too.
I bet you couldn't.
Well, try me.
I double dog dare you.
Well, let's go.
Do it.
Mano y mano.
You're on.
My fellow Americans, I would like to talk to you about peanut butter.
Now, no one's writing anything for you.
Peanut butter is so good because the flavor is melts in your mouth. Melts in your mouth and tastes so good, and who doesn't like it? I remember when I was a small boy in the great United States, my mama would make me what was called, and most kids don't understand nowadays, something called a fluffernutter. Fluffernutters had marshmallow fluff, which was like marshmallows that you roast over the fire, only they were melted down.
Yeah.
And then she would smear peanut butter under it, and it was called a fluffer.
Ignore it. Let it go to voicemail.
I can't.
Come on. Hold on.
Beach day.
Hold on. Who runs Bordertown?
I got to talk to Carl. This is important cargo.
Is it Carl Rove?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, Carl. I'm doing the Don Show.
He's
trying to get me dirty and say bad things, but I'm not doing it.
Tell me you're talking about peanut butter.
I'm talking about peanut butter right now, Carl. We're having a good time. I'm ready. Yeah, I got my lucky tie. I was trying to decide which were the blue one or the red one. Well, I'll do the blue one, son. Yeah. Well, that'd be good. Just make sure you give me the big ones in the bold type, okay? Immigration, right? Security, right? And even border. I have trouble with that. Some DNEO, something like that. All right. Mind your flipping business, Carl. He was not talking to me about that. Yes, I did get the picture. Thank you. I'll be over there in 10 minutes. We'll be ready to go. Goodbye.
What picture?
The Paris Hilton picture. Everybody's looking at it. Yeah, they're having a good time with it right now. My fellow Americans, peanut butter is yummy. I'm telling you, who disagrees with that?
You go on tonight and you talk about your love of peanut butter. And Buzz, what is his current approval rating?
31% at last check.
31%.
I predict that will go up after tonight's speech. You watch what I have to say. All the words have been highlighted. I have got the system down.
Now, are you going to get off in 20 minutes?
Yeah.
And do you get off in 20 minutes?
Don't do that.
Yeah.
She's going to call again. You can't do that. Is he going to read your news now?
Yeah.
You better get that. Hello. Howie.
Yes, I've been trying to reach you for 5 days.
Who is it?
Deal or No Deal is without question the best show. It's the best show on television.
Is that Howie Mandel?
Yes, Howie Mandel.
Tell him we said hello.
Don from the Don Show says hello to you.
And Mike,
and they say hello. Right, but I just wanted to call and tell you, keep up the good work. And I'd like, after I get out of office, I'd like to come by and see that show. And you just send me one of those souvenir suitcases, right? Okay, Howie. Yeah. Do that thing you do with the glove sometimes. Yeah, where you blow the surgical glove over your head. You're a great American. Thank you. That was Howie Mandel from Deal or No Deal.
In a world where owning a radio
the President's numero uno show,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Oh, what a brain teaser. They got a suitcase that's full of ton of money, and they look at him and they go, you want it or don't you?
Do you know that tonight you're going on TV is going to make that show be 20 minutes late?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I just had no choice. Carl told me we got to do it when we got to do it. Mm. Got to send the troops down there. Got to, you know, start, laying into people when they come across the border. We need the right people, not those big fat guys that call themselves militiamen. That's not right. I got to go down and take care of this type of thing.
So we got to clean up that beaner problem.
Don't use those words. Hello. Yes, sir.
Oh,
I understand, sir.
D-A-D.
Yeah, I do.
We know that sound.
Well, you're right. There is a time. You're right. Time to be serious. Time to be playful. I'm not being serious enough, I know. Yes, sir. Right away, I will terminate it in post-haste. Yes, sir. Bye now. Mm-hmm. All right. Vice President says it's time to quit.
Oh, no, we thought it was your dad.
Well, same kind of relationship.
We got a break. We'll be right back, friend.
This is the Don Mike Show.
Oh, my God. Ray, you know, most husbands like cuddling with their wives.
Oh, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, nobody likes that. Nobody. The only time a guy likes cuddling is if he thinks it's going to lead to lower cuddling.
The Don and Mike Show. Simply Cow Keith. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike on spring break. They'll be back soon. Let's get right back into it. Like I said, today is the day of drunks on Best of. And so we start this segment with a bothersome drunk on the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on.
How you doing, guys?
Howdy.
I want to take my hat off. First of all, I'm so moved by your act of selfless philanthropy and helping out the homeless in this way. I think you're missing an opportunity to exploit the situation, though. You might want to set up a...
I think you're missing a few continents.
My continents are overrated.
You're right about that, Don.
You might want to set up a Lisa cam in your office. We can all join the fun.
Okay.
Bye!
Set up a Lisa cam in your office.
Bye-bye.
Get a webcam, he mumbled.
Get a webcam.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do
that. I want to thank John for coming to see me outside all his doors. Good. Thank you very much, John, for doing that. Got out there as well, and Lisa's going to be Leroy.
My gal pal said something to me yesterday. I'm familiar enough with her now that I can tell her when I just think she says something that's just... But dumb is not the right word.
Mm-hmm.
Watching television, watching 24,
yes.
And, you know, Chakra having a mixed drink, a mixed beverage, and little coasters are there.
Center.
And what?
Center.
pick up the glass, uh-huh. And the coaster sticks to the bottom of the glass. Not a big deal, right? So I go, take my drink, wipe the coaster on my pants, and put it back on the table. And she says, condensation is bothersome. And I stopped the TV for a second, and I said, what? She said, condensation really is bothersome.
She's right.
Well, but she's right.
Yeah.
Okay. She's right?
Uh-huh.
Good. You call her and talk to her about it.
Okay.
You call her up in the middle of 24, and you try to have a conversation with a chick about it. I said, really, I don't care about condensation.
So something annoyed you about the condensation comment.
Yeah. See, the thing is, condensation should not be a big... Condensation should not be a stop-the-TiVo type... you know what's bothersome? Nuclear holocaust is bothersome.
Well,
genocide is bothersome. The war in Iraq is bothersome.
No, I disagree. I think the genocide and the nuclear holocaust and the, you know, that's way beyond bothersome.
Bothersome.
Okay, well then
that's tragedy. That's heinous. Okay. That's horrible.
All right. Well, let me go to something. You know, well, I was just trying.
Hemorrhoids are bothersome.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, in your world, perhaps.
Yes, okay. They don't bother you?
A hangnail is bothersome.
Yes.
Okay. But condensation, it's not bothersome. It's just, it's not.
Where would bothersome be on the scale of if you had pain in the ass and you had bothersome? Where's bothersome and where's pain in the ass?
You know what? Boy, this is why you and I are like two brains, two half brains,
right,
connecting to one.
Okay.
It's just clicked for me. It's the word bothersome.
Precisely. That's what made you angry. And you didn't know it until this very moment.
Thank you, Mike.
Bothersome.
If she had said, condensation's a pain in the ass, I would have said, sweetie, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, everybody who's ever had a drink in the summertime or anywhere else where it's stuck to the napkin, and yeah, of course.
Because she said it was bothersome,
uh-huh,
it made it seem bigger, which is why I had to throw out the big nuclear meltdown or genocide. I mean,
would you like to hear an example that will match that from my childhood?
Yes.
And I still remember, I don't remember guys I went to college with, I remember this guy's name, Dan Reardon. We had a sleepover at my house, we're at the breakfast table, he says to my mother, he says, I enjoy listening to the radio at night. It's quite soothing. This is a 9-year-old kid. And my mother, my mom, who wasn't, you know, particularly a gritty kind of lady, looked at him and hated him from that moment
because
forward.
Of that word.
Because he used that word, that little soft word. And bothersome is a soft word.
Condensation is bothersome.
It's like a Winnie the Pooh word.
Oh, what? Bother. Oh, bother.
Yeah.
Right.
What? I'm pausing Jack Bauer for this?
Please.
Or, for example, I hate condensation.
Uh-huh.
That could have been acceptable.
That would have worked with me. And also, I don't think because she's getting to know the real me, I don't think she was thrilled with the fact that I just took the coaster and wiped it on pretty much the ass part of my pants.
Right. So, in other words, she was drawing attention to what you had done by saying that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the interruption to 24 was troublesome.
Yes, it was, Buzz. And maybe someday you and Marcia and I can get together and have a foursome.
Do you know TiVo has changed the dynamic of how men and women communicate? You know that.
Really?
TiVo has said, because now if there's something that really needs to be said,
uh-huh,
I'm going to say I think it happens mostly with women as opposed to men, that button. Women, I do believe this. I could be alone in this, but I think that women want the TiVo button hit. When there's something they want to discuss, they want it paused so that they can have undivided attention.
They, in fact, see that pause as an opportunity. Knowing the pause is there gives them the freedom to speak.
Buzz?
Yeah.
Buzz, you seem very demonstrative there.
Would you have a story to illustrate your your feelings on this matter?
More stories than we have time for, Don.
Pick one. pick the one you were telling me about the other day.
Well, that was just, she had a question about a plot development, I think, in a show that we were watching.
I'll say on her behalf, we're talking about Buzz's wife, Marcia.
Right.
It was about the show Lost, right? Which, as far as I can tell, is a confusing freaking show anyway.
Yeah, especially if you were to come in at this point, it would be hard to decipher.
But in the days prior to TiVo,
been watching it from the beginning.
Hold on, Mike.
Go ahead.
You got to give him a chance.
I'm sorry, I wasn't privy to this.
He is ramping up to this.
No, well, I don't know that I want to get into this. She maybe wasn't thinking for a moment and asked a question that really, as a viewer, she should have already known the answer to, and we paused for that. And
you hit the TiVo pause.
I had to address the question.
Oh boy, I've been there.
And that was troublesome. And then I hit pause and continued watching the show.
Do you ever try to engage in the dialogue and you let the content continue and then you finally pause and rewind?
Come back.
So you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. Been there. We all do, I think.
Well, it has changed the dynamic.
That's what I did with the it's bothersome. I reached and took the TiVo and it was like partly because it was.
You didn't hear her, right?
No, I heard her.
Okay.
It was like because it was happening at the same time as the show. I'm watching the show and I'm thinking, hold on. I'm watching Jack Bauer. Boy, wait, hold on. She just said, this is bothersome. It's like, pause.
What? Even worse, though, if that happens during The Sopranos, because there's no commercials. If you pause during 24, you can usually catch up to live in a commercial break.
Commercial breaks change the dynamic also.
Mm-hmm. I've had a couple long episodes of The Sopranos this year.
A little longer than the running time.
Yeah, like 10:30, 10:35.
And pre-TiVo, you would go, seriously.
Wait!
You'd go,
stop.
I'm trying to watch this.
We'll talk about it at 10 o'clock.
Right. But now, because of TiVo, you can stop everything.
Correct. Well, you have to, really.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Condensation is bothersome. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I said, first the merit.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
That's the type of sweet boyfriend I am. That's your first demerit. Now, go sit in the other room for about 10 minutes and let's think about what you just did.
Oh, wow.
As if.
Yeah.
Demerits are bothersome.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Don?
Okay, very well, thank you.
I got to tell you, I really appreciate the musical bumps coming out. I mean, Jane Child and then Buckingham's back-to-back.
Hey, I'm proud, man. You know, at the Don and Mike Show, we reach the beaches and we rule the pools. Stick with a winner and win with a sticker. If anyone ever asks, you tell them it's your Hot Rockin' Flamethrower, number 15, Arbitron rank, Don and Mike Show. And don't forget, jack this.
Bye!
Bye-bye. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm just wondering, she sounds a little bit like my fan. Is she all thonged up?
Are you talking about Lisa?
Yeah.
I think, with no offense to Beth Ann, I mean, Beth Ann, I don't think could survive a night.
Survive a night with John or survive a night in our office?
Hold on. But not that Beth Ann is.
Beth Ann did live in the office, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but she also had a very overpriced apartment that she just never went to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that Beth Ann is as road hard as Lisa is. I think that Beth Ann.
I don't mean this in any way.
I'm speaking ill of the gone here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she's had perhaps even with all of her talk when she was on the show about I don't make enough money. I think she's pretty much she's had a pampered life. She's never had to live in her car.
Well, I also will tell you that I between this is not to offend Lisa at all, but I sort of read between the lines. Perhaps she's a fun girl, likes to have a good time.
Which is another reason, thank
you. Beth Ann was not, I would not describe Beth Ann as somebody who likes the party.
Now, this is the half-brain talking to the other half-brain.
Yes.
That's what, okay. Right. I can see her like being a pump, and I can't see Beth Ann being a pump.
Mm-hmm. We mean that only in the best possible way.
That's a compliment, really.
Coming from you, that means a lot,
right?
Paul Bull Regis, right there.
Right there.
Right there.
So I think what you're saying is Beth Ann would not have the kind of fun that Lisa might have this week.
Absolutely. Beth Ann is just too tight.
Too regimented.
Too tight. Too tight in so many ways.
Right. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Dynamite.
Besides, listen, really, Rob's got the job. So let's do what we do with all of the people that used to work on the show. Let's just not talk about them anymore.
Very good. Good idea.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Zip it.
Now we can talk about BA anytime.
Plus she calls you periodically.
Yeah, no. I like that fact. Hello.
Anytime.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I'd love to donate some to the cause for Lisa.
Donate some what?
Years ago, I was the guy that donated apple juice when Buzz was in his quandary at the hospital. I work for a water company. I like donating cases of water for her.
Oh, no. I remember when Buzz was hospitalized, and remember Buzz's big complaint was he could not get enough apple juice.
You can't run a hospital without apple juice, and they ran out.
And this guy showed up with cases of some kind of decent apple.
He delivered it to the hospital, if I remember.
Right.
Anti-connectors, yeah. Anti-connectors apple juice.
Well, I tell you what, I'll put you on hold, and I guess anyone that would like to offer supplies can bring them by during business hours.
Speaking of which, Robert the mailman was on hold, and tomorrow he's bringing lasagna and canned goods.
There's dinner for tomorrow.
Okay.
That is good lasagna.
Hold on there, water guy.
We'll need a can opener, though. For the goods.
Plastic forks.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. Hello, radio show.
Yes, it's you.
Radio show.
Or maybe it's not.
You're listening to, and then you called. Dumbass with the radio on too loud.
I cut it down.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
I cut it down.
We've been talking to you for 5 minutes.
It's George Washington talking about the cherry tree. I cut it down. Okay, what's up? You're on the air.
I'm on the air right now.
You're on the air right now.
Okay.
Right
that
now.
Young lady.
That right now.
Is this Nipsey Russell? It's Nipsey Russell.
Big pointed collars.
She is. Guess what? She could live in the Midwest.
Turn the radio down.
Confusing.
No, sir. It's
all turn right. It all the way down.
Turn it off, please, Mr. Russell.
Sir Russell.
Nipsey Russell, check it in. Loved him on Match Game.
Me?
Okay.
He would always have a rhyme.
Yes.
I wish I had one to go with one right now.
Yeah.
So
but
now,
what I was trying to say
what is that?
That she has a lot of guts. And she deserves everything she can get.
Right you are.
So you waited all that time.
If that had rhymed, it would have been better.
Okay. Is that it?
No, sir.
Come again?
No, sir. I'm watching Bonanza right now.
Bonanza. How is it? Is it a good one?
It's one with Miss Katie talking to the marshal.
Yeah, you ever wonder?
That would not be Bonanza. That would be Gunsmoke.
And it would be
Y'all shut up. Guess what comes on next, though?
Well, shut up.
Bonanza.
Bonanza after guns.
Have you had anything to drink today?
Yes, sir, I have.
And what have you been drinking today?
E&J XO.
E&J XO.
Would that be a malt beverage?
No, it's a new one. It's a new one.
Well, made by who? What is it?
It's a brandy. I only drink brandy.
Oh,
only
brandy.
Mm.
Do you mix it with anything?
Nope.
Does E&J stand for Ernest and Julio?
I think you may that well be right.
Sure, Ernest and Julio Gallo's brandy.
I love my booze.
No, you don't drink.
So are you just drinking it right out of the bottle?
No, sir.
On ice?
On ice.
Ooh.
On ice.
What flavor brandy is it?
It is a brandy that is mixed longer than the VSOP and the regular.
I bet your breath smells like a baby's diaper after a long...
Charlie, smell like dick. I can't say it over the phone.
No.
I would say a sick child's diaper.
What was that?
I would not say it in front of my grandchildren.
How much cost that bottle of brandy?
Pint.
Yes, but how much?
How much you pay for it?
It's $6 a pint.
Oh, that's good.
A fifth is $10.99.
Uh-huh. Boy, you can take rust off a car with that too.
And guess what?
What?
My car paid me more than that.
Well, I hope your car payment is more than $10.
Have you had dinner yet?
And guess what?
What?
Gas gonna come. I hope they start just making gas where you can put.
Come on. Yep. You'll get there. What?
Put what?
Put what I'm drinking in your gas tank. It's cheaper.
Wouldn't that be great?
It's cheaper, so you could just put cheap brandy in your car. Yeah. What kind of ride do you have?
I don't drink wine.
No, what kind of ride do you have? What kind of automobile do you
have? I drink.
Don wants to know what kind of car you drive.
Escort XZO.
Nice.
Is it pimped?
It's tapped to the...
Spinners? You got spinners?
Who needs spinners, man? Come on.
Have an air conditioner?
It's goddamn rough.
Rob.
I know, Rob is
God, Rob's out of his mind right now. Calm down, boy.
I didn't tell you about this, but I was in Minneapolis over the weekend with my grandkids. I had a mini meltdown in Toys R Us.
What kind of meltdown?
Not at the kids, thank you for asking, but at a product. Because it's Ethan's birthday tomorrow. He's going to be 4 years old. So we're walking around thinking about getting him a bicycle or something, and he sees these cars.
What you going to get him?
These little kid cars. Hold on just a second. Sees the little kid cars, and he says, hey, Grandpa, that one looks like yours, because they've got like a little kid Escalade. And it's got a real motor in it and everything.
Wow.
And I look at the price tag, and the thing is $349
for a remote control car, or when he gets to ride it.
It's when he sits in.
Okay.
Now I'm looking at the other ones.
That's about right.
No, it's not. And here's why.
Well, I'd be like $250 for the Jeep.
Mm-mm. The Jeep is $219.
Okay.
The Dora, trust me, I'm getting to a point on this.
Okay.
The Dora, the Explorer car is about $150.
Uh-huh.
The Batmobile is about $199.
Wow.
The reason that this particular one was $319 or $49 was because it had an actual JVC speaker sound system built
in. But you know what?
Hold on.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. You're talking about... the lady from Toys R Us comes over, and I say...
What's you gonna sell it to?
I said, what's the age on something like this? And she says, generally speaking, from about 4 till about 6.
Yeah, very narrow window there.
I said, 4 years old, right?
Yeah, now hold on a second. I said, so I understand that you have the other cars. This one is more expensive because it has, like, a real stereo in it, right? And she says, yeah. And she turns this thing up. And I should
have the bass.
And it was like, boom, 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 boom.
And you're going to play with it.
starts playing something. I turned to Ethan. I said, no, we can't get this. And he loved the radio.
Sure.
You know, now, listen, really, what idiot parent buys, you know, I'm all for buying a little motorized car for a kid to drive around in the backyard or whatever.
Man.
But Jesus Christ. With a sound system in it worth over $100,
mm-hmm.
and it's all kid friendly. It's like
right.
Press here to make it louder,
mm-hmm.
Press here for more bass, press here for more treble, and then you open up the plastic back part. It's got a little equalizer in there.
It's got the woofers back there. Subwoofer.
Jesus. Go to Toys R Us and look at this thing. It's the Escalade car
wow.
for kids with a real stereo inside.
I think it's the Manassas model.
You know what I wanted for my 12th birthday?
Drove me nuts. What was that? What did you want?
A unicycle. And guess what?
What?
I still have my 8-foot unicycle, and I'm scared to jump up on it.
Why don't you try to ride it now, your unicycle?
Because I'm a chef. If I fall,
hold on a second. Where are you a chef at?
Y'all want to run it over the phone. Marriott.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
Oh, you don't work for Mike. Where do you work?
Marriott.
At Marriott.
You work at Marriott.
Good burger. Very good. Fine operation.
Good hotel.
Uh-huh.
Nice I work hotel. At Marriott, man.
Nice.
And it's a pretty good company.
What are you going to be enjoying for dinner tonight?
Hot dogs and beans.
Oh, boy. Well, we were talking about the breath. Now we can talk about something else.
I heard you talk about the F-bomb.
Yeah, you talking about farting?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to say. I don't want to go off the hook.
We appreciate it. When's your next shift at Marriott?
I must be
10 minutes. 4:30.
I have to listen to everybody else's stuff.
Oh, stuff. Thank very you. Good. Hey, you know what? You may be a little bombed, but you at least you're self-editing. We appreciate that.
All right, listen, we got to fly. Thank you for coming.
And guess what? I appreciate.
Yeah, what's that, Larry?
I'm not going to say thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Y'all hate it.
He is the dick man.
Can we get your name?
My name is Marlon C. Winder. My son plays for Chuck Brown in the Soul Search.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Sure. Roll five, baby.
Chuck Brown, yes. The godfather of go-go music.
Marlon, it's been fun talking to you.
Thank you for not taking my call.
Thank you for being a friend.
God bless you.
Call anytime, Marlon.
God bless you real good.
And happy Mother's, belated Happy Mother's
Day. Okay.
Very good, Marlon.
That's so long.
Okay, bye,
Marlon. And don't say bye.
Okay.
Bye means forever.
That's right. We won't say that.
Okay. There he goes. Marlon.
I like Marlon.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, me too.
I may be alone here, but I find condensation soothing.
You are alone there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I have an experience. When I was 7 years old, man, I was being babysit by these kids, you know, this mother, and she had these kids that were really bookwormy, and the sister was picking on the younger brother, and he goes, "Stop it, you are offending me horribly." He was like 8 years old.
He's a fag.
Big vocabulary with little kids. It's inappropriate.
Yeah. Worry about it.
I don't know why I had to say it, but it is.
Bothersome.
It's quite soothing. The radio. Yeah.
Get out of my house.
You know what it means. Light and loafers. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
If John the intern turns out to be a college lacrosse player, the problem could be nettlesome.
Nettlesome.
That's a good sum word.
Oh, thank you.
Hold on a second. You need a prize for that.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from? Any idea?
I think I'm in Vermont.
All right, hold on. Here you go.
Good.
Oh, you've got the portable DVD player.
Oh, cool.
The Malcolm in the Middle backpack.
Wow.
And a copy of Agent Cody Banks on DVD.
Oh, hey, wonderful.
My kids will like that.
Please do watch the hit comedy Malcolm in the Middle during Kidzilla.
Oh, wow.
Weekdays on DC.
Nothing like those Frankie Munoz gift packs.
Nelson Kidzilla.
Hey, Mike, you watch those movies?
Yes, I do. I've seen them all. I saw Cody Banks. I fell asleep.
Yep, me too.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on a second.
Hey, you guys rock.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I stopped smoking cigarettes.
Oh, good.
Isn't that something? I'm on to cigars now. I'm on to a 5-year plan. I eliminated the cigarettes, then I go to cigars, then I go to pipes, then I go to chewing tobacco, then I'm on to that nicotine gum. Yeah.
Money. I'll leave you blank checks.
Oh, no, please. I've got lots of money. I won't have any problem cashing a second party out-of-state paycheck, will I? The reason I'm saying is I've been so busy lately, I haven't been able to do my banking, and I don't think it'd be a problem. Don't worry
about
it.
Let me just leave you the checks.
Well, only if it's comfortable for you.
That'll be easier.
I guess, sure. Do you have a plunger here while I'm thinking of these things for the morning? You know, my plumbing is just so bad. Well, of course, yours is a good plumbing here, right? Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, just don't worry about it. You know, everything will be fine. Just been bound up lately. It's driving me crazy. I've been eating a lot of cheese for some reason. I don't know what it is. I got a craving for this stuff. I think maybe that's an allergy or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't get enough cheese. I feel like a big mouse.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program for the best of Don and Mike.
Thank you, Sonny. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arger, with you on this fine, fine Monday afternoon. And let's get right back into it because it's time to meet Lisa, the homeless girl that spent a week in the office of Don and Mike. It's the best of Don and Mike.
The homeless girl.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, really?
Will you load her music in, Rob?
I will.
This is exciting.
Now, before we bring the homeless chick in, and none of us have met her, remember she called the show yesterday drunk from her car. She starts her new job at the Home Depot on Friday.
Yes, she was drunk, but she was much more in control than that other fellow we talked to.
Now, what we offered her was the chance to bring her car here, to live here at the radio station for a period of time.
Right.
And I think we can put her up until Friday.
Wonderful.
Very good. So today's Tuesday. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, mm-hmm. until the end of the show on Friday.
Much better, much less expensive than a major hotel.
Very nice.
Now, even the Breezeway.
Now, because, you know, this company lives to lawyer. They love to lawyer.
We've heard from the lawyers.
They, of course we have.
Uh-huh.
And I don't necessarily disagree with them.
Ah.
That they said, we are concerned for her safety. If you're saying that there's going to be a woman who's going to be in the parking lot
right.
at all hours of the day and night. So, here is where we make the supreme sacrifice. And also, it is a great chance to just screw with everybody at the radio station.
Of course it is.
Well, we're going to propose to this chick, and we've not met her. She's in the other room.
Can't wait to meet her.
From, hold on, I wrote down the hours.
Very nice.
From 8 a.m., start of business every day,
right.
until 7 p.m., 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
All right.
She lives in her car, either up on the top garage,
okay.
or if it's a sunny day,
or
downstairs if it's raining. From 7 p.m.
Uh-huh.
until 8 a.m., she will live in our office.
Hey, good. We got a TV in there.
Nice of you.
We have a TV.
Yeah.
We have a couch.
We have a we still have the fridge in there?
We have a mini fridge in there.
Yeah, we do have a mini fridge in there.
And, of course, you know, there's bathrooms everywhere. But just do
there microwaves around the station that she can use?
Yeah. Now,
there's a vending machine.
And, you know, there's the eye in the sky,
mm-hmm.
so she should know that wherever she goes, she will be tracked.
Yeah, she can't steal anything.
Yeah,
right.
she'll have to get whatever DJ is on in the middle of the night
right.
to let her out if she needs to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Sure.
But then at 8 o'clock, mm-hmm. this is where it gets beautiful. 8 o'clock, just as all the salespeople and all the executives are coming in their fancy Brooks Brothers clothes,
right.
you will have this chick.
I wish we could make it 9 o'clock.
This chick,
we can't, can we? You already asked, didn't
start
you?
Of business actually is 8:30, and
okay.
8 o'clock was the requested time.
Yeah, okay.
But
right.
still,
she should
know,
be up by then.
There's a bunch of people here who have the phony initiative that they really give an ass about this job.
Putting on the show.
And they'll be here. And there's a lot of times that they have, like, sales meetings at 8 a.m.
Right.
So, wow. so there's a very good chance that as the people in their impressive power ties are coming in,
mm-hmm.
they'll be, you know, passing the homeless ladies.
Wonderful. Yeah, I urge her to leave the door open and maybe wear a robe.
Well, again,
with big fuzzy slippers.
It's totally up to her, but that way we know without a doubt she will be safe.
Yes.
That as long as she stays in our office,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's face it, the building has bulletproof glass,
yes,
even though they've still not fixed a couple of the windows prove that we have bulletproof glass because there's a couple of bullet holes in windows.
This is, fortunately for her, a secure location. I think this is a great idea.
It is. So, listen, I can't wait on this. I've got to meet her and see if she'd like to take us up. So let's welcome her now.
Roll her in.
Homeless woman. And who says that we're not nice guys? We're trying to do something nice for her. Yeah.
Here she comes. Hi there.
Oh, there she is.
How are you?
Hi there.
Very nice to meet you.
Mike. Hi, John.
Hi there.
Everybody's wearing purple.
What?
Everybody's wearing purple.
Now,
it's Purple Tuesday.
You look much too clean to be a homeless woman.
It's true.
Well, I am homeless, but I am not a bum.
You don't appear to be anything even remotely close to a bum.
No.
And as you mentioned to us yesterday, you're going to get a job at Home Depot. Is that right?
That's right.
Very cool.
She's homeless. She's homeless.
Did you hear what we were talking about before
yeah.
you came into the studio?
Okay. How would you feel about that?
I wish I had a really crappy robe. That would be really cool.
I'll get your robe.
Yeah?
I'll get your robe.
Some really big.
Yeah, it might not be a crappy one. Don't we have any of those soprano robes kicking around?
I think those were many, many years ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
Many
Very
years
good.
Ago we had those. But we've got, you know, a prize closet full of oversized T-shirts.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
We've got a fully functioning ladies' room.
Uh-huh. She's got access to the vending machines upstairs, right?
Yes, she will.
From down here.
And in our office, we've got a little mini fridge. As a matter of fact, what is your name? What's your first name?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa.
All right.
Okay, so let me just write that down. L, is that with a Z?
No, that would be Liza. I'm not Liza.
I always hope.
Lisa with a Z.
I always hope. And for the guys in the Beach Towel Club, very attractive.
Yes, and yeah. in fact, very accurate as far as what she said yesterday. You said Shania Twain
well,
with 20 pounds?
give or take or give.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, I think that, no, you were not, you didn't lie.
That's what you told me.
You didn't lie. You got very, very pretty eyes, a very nice face.
Thank you.
You're a very nice looking woman. And you don't appear to be bum-like. And,
no, I'm not bum-like.
And we have had homeless people that appear to be bum-like.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Grippy, our dear friend.
Oh,
Rob Grippy.
Uh-huh.
If you don't mind, what we'll probably do at some point is just take a digital picture of your face.
Okay.
And just put it on our website so people can see what your face looks like.
They should.
Okay. And let me see, then you would be living here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And every day we will be able to check in with you and see, you know, what's happened.
Right.
Who you've met, what you've done.
Do we know the employees that are here after hours? I mean, we certainly know the lineup, the local lineup here. But do we know any of the creatures of the night here?
No, we do not.
Because I'm not worried about her. I'm worried about the guys that might be running the board late at night here.
Well, Rob will...
I'll get to know him and maybe I'll introduce you later.
don't do that.
What?
I think it's good folks.
Good folks?
Good folks.
Okay, Rob knows everybody
good
here.
Good folks.
Rob
good
likes everybody here.
Hey.
Yeah, you do.
Good folks. So, yeah, let me see. You'd be in your car during daylight hours,
right.
And then, you know, sundown, like Gordon Lightfoot sings, get your ass in our office.
Right.
I tell you what, why don't you, Rob, would you take her back to the office and give us a call from the office?
See what you think of the place. Please go and check out your new hotel room.
Thank you so much.
Very nice.
Okay.
She's very nice.
She is. And as soon as we get her okay on our office, we'll send her right out to her car.
Yes, because she's right now not supposed to be in the building.
It's a curfew violation.
Now, listen, where are the TV cameras? We are doing something that is good. We are doing something charitable.
This is a goodness thing.
Come on, this is like Oprah's Angels. Come on.
Sweeps are almost over.
Where are all of the TV cameras?
Come on now, you're here when there's bad stuff. What about good stuff?
We are exploiting a homeless woman. A hot homeless woman.
I always knew we would.
I mean, she's got makeup on. She appears to have all of her teeth.
I believe the phone's ringing.
Here's the inside line. Hello.
Hello, dear friend.
Hello. Hello, be a love and
how does she like the new digs?
She's excited. She hasn't watched TV in weeks.
Oh, really? Yeah. So she's going to be able to log a lot of TV.
Yeah,
time.
Sure. What's not to like?
Would you put her on the phone?
Yes, hold please.
Okay, here she is now.
Hello,
homeless Lisa, back in her office.
Yes.
So it's not a super large television set, but you know, it does the trick. It's color.
Lots of pens.
Could you? Oh yeah. Well, that's my desk.
Those are Sharpies.
Could you describe our office where you'll be sleeping from 7 p.m. until 8 a.m.?
Well, there's a lovely silly putty covered colored leather couch.
That's a perfect description. I've never heard it discovered. It's flesh colored. Yes,
yeah.
It is. Yes.
And walls the color of the sky on a beautiful summer day.
Mm-hmm.
And a lovely lamp and acoustic. Child ceilings.
It
looks
nicer.
Like fluorescent lights, but that's all right because there's a really nice lamp here,
mm-hmm.
And the desk is very clean. And
thank you. That would be my work area.
There doesn't appear to be any animal droppings anywhere, so it looks pretty good to me.
I don't think we have any vermin in the building.
No, we don't.
The best of my except
now
for the
you know, huh?
except for man.
How we do.
Now we do.
And I think you'll be glad to know that you get all basic cable. And I mean, no HBO, but
you definitely get ESPN.
Yeah, and you get TBS.
Goody ESPN.
You're not a sports fan.
Not really.
Well, that's a girly thing.
Do we get Lifetime?
History Channel. I don't watch Lifetime.
You know what we do get? We get the Homeless Channel. You'll enjoy that.
Excellent.
It should be wonderful.
It's on a different channel every day.
Shoes out of toilet paper rolls and things like that.
Sure. Okay, well, come on back in the studio.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. She's very smart. I think she's not going to be homeless for long.
There she was back in our office. You know, and I don't think we got a chance to ask her yesterday exactly
her story.
Yeah, what brought her to these circumstances.
Because really, I think everybody is aware that in society today, it can happen in the blink of an eye,
mm-hmm.
to anybody. And I'd like to hear what her story's all about.
So here she is again now. Here is
I don't think we got your story, as Don was mentioning. We didn't get to all the details about, you know.
How did you become the homeless lady?
Well, Don, I moved to Los Angeles. I'm from Northern Virginia, and I moved to Los Angeles back in 99. I was there for about 6 years, and too expensive. Everything's too expensive, and I moved home, stayed with my parents for a while. That didn't work out. My last roommate said, things just don't work out. Roommate situations don't work out. I never went to college, which probably should have done. Therefore, the pay rate at most jobs aren't really enough around here in Northern Virginia to live on.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a roommate, and I haven't found one yet. And I lost my job.
Wow.
And what
job was that, and how'd you lose it, if you don't mind asking?
I worked for a general contractor construction in the advertising and business development department, and the guy that hired me left, and basically they had no use for me anymore, so they just eliminated my position.
Wow.
It happened.
That's not happening.
He's homeless. So you're homeless. So
now, somebody would say you did, your folks are still in the area?
They're still in the area, but it's much like, Sometimes families just don't.
Okay, so you're not on good terms with your
parents?
Not
at all.
Okay, so you can't go to them?
No.
Don't have any other family members around?
I don't have any family members.
But you do have friends. You were mentioning yesterday that you do shower like a friend.
I shower a couple nights a week. I'll stay over there, but, mm-hmm. If you have to rely on your friends, then it causes friction sometimes, and I prefer to just be independent on my own, and the only way to do that right now is to just sort of scrape by until
I have
enough money to do something else.
You did get a job. You got a job at Home Depot?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good outfit to be with, right?
Yeah, as far as, menial jobs, it's up there.
And you got you have benefits with them, too, right?
Yeah,
that type of thing? Okay.
Well, here you go now. Don't think that this is going to be an everyday thing, but, buy yourself some soap. There's a $20 bill for you.
All right.
Buy yourself.
She just did a pit check for you.
Thank you.
There's a McDonald's right down the street.
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Make it last.
Okay.
Very good.
Have a dollar menu,
That's
sure
good.
That's
I've
good
learned all kinds of things.
Tell me about it.
Let me look
at Mike.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I don't seem to have anything.
All he has is $500 bills. He can't break them.
Sorry.
No, he really doesn't have anything.
Okay, what do we have here? Access
receipt.
Satellite, sign up now to get Dish Network or DirecTV and get a $100 gift certificate to the Red Sox store. I don't know how this
he has no money.
Wallet.
He has no money, but he has a
coupon.
A coupon. All right, well, Lisa, where's your car right now?
It's up on the deck.
Up on the deck. Well, I think you are safe there for the next...
I'm terribly sorry. This is just my Nordstrom's receipt.
Rub it in. I can go to Nordstrom to buy things.
I'm sorry. This is from where I did my shoe shopping last week.
I'm terribly sorry. That's horrible.
No, I don't really have any cash. I don't have any cash.
Okay.
No, you can't see my receipt.
He loves the shoes.
It's got all my unmentionables on it, Don. Don't reach for my receipt.
What, like your underpants?
Yes, underwear. I do my underwear at Nordstrom's. I do.
Thank God for Amazon. Thank God. I don't hardly go anywhere to buy anything anymore.
My underwear on Amazon?
Sure. Hanes, how simple can you get, honey? Hanes, proud to be 36, big fat guy, but 36.
Order
it right off the internet. Are you kidding? Why go to the store? Why have to actually interact with people?
I was going to say less interaction with human beings.
That's a good point.
About that.
You can get anything on the internet.
See the shirt? Nice shirt?
Yes.
Off the internet.
Really?
Off the internet. Didn't go to a store.
He is colorful today, isn't
he? Very colorful.
He is very colorful today.
Hey. What's wrong with this shirt?
Nothing's wrong with
this. What's wrong with this shirt?
Nothing. That is very stylish.
Check
very
it out
trendy
tonight. I guarantee.
That is a wonderful shirt.
I guarantee.
I like that shirt, Waldo.
I guarantee Randy Jackson will wear a shirt just like it. Oh, what? Where's Waldo?
It's the combination. Did Waldo have a vest on, or was he just brightly colored?
A sweater.
Just a sweater? Okay. Okay, a sweat. Hey, look at me. I mean, I know I'm a slob today, okay?
It would look better if it was short-sleeved.
My shirt would look better if it was short-sleeved?
It would be really cool.
Your ass would look better if you lost about 20 pounds.
Here we go. So it begins. See, we're all getting along now. Just like a family. Welcome to the family. And you're going to be staying in our house
for a while. Thank you.
Now, you see very, very nice, Lisa.
Thank you.
And, well, is there anything I could order you off the internet, being as I don't like going to stores? Is there anything that you would need this week? I mean, any feminine products?
Oh, no, that was last week.
That was
a very bad week.
Yeah, I'll bet.
That'll make it easy.
But, the good thing is, there is always, it seems to me that there's always food lying around here.
Well.
And it's not like, that people have eaten. It's food that comes in and
just sits there.
No, there's actually food down the hallway right now.
There's like,
there's donuts down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lots of people bring food by during the show, and we either eat it or Joe eats it, and it sits around. Plus, there's $20. Knock yourself out. Get yourself some peanuts.
I never do that. this. I really don't. And I hope you don't get mad at me for saying this. But, you know, each and every day, we always, you know, we've always had different merchants that will say, you know, will say, hey, can we bring this by? Can we bring this by? I think 7 o'clock, that's her time when she's supposed to be in here and start.
That's when she's going to have to be locked in the office.
Why can't 7 o'clock every night be her dinner hour? And I think there's no reason why some fine merchant can't bring a lovely meal by for the lovely lady.
But can I just stop for a second?
Yes, yes, please.
Let me think. Mm-hmm. Of somebody I know who owns a restaurant.
That's a given. I wasn't even talking about that. I will do that.
Look around.
I will do that. I'll make sure that happens tonight. Okay. That'll happen tonight.
Wonderful. Your place is so much fun.
Oh, you've been there.
Yeah, my friend Michelle flashed the DJ and got free shirts.
No, she didn't. Never happened.
That never happened.
Oh.
Never happened.
Well,
must be mistaken. Let's change the subject there. But no, but I think that's a wonderful idea. So you get your meals.
All right. So then we'll have you living in the parking lot during the day and living in our office at night. Let's see. Hold on a second. I bet these calls are all for you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, hi, people.
Hi there. How's it?
How's that? I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Okay, let's cut to the chase. You're on the air.
Please tell her what she'll be watching tonight on the television.
Well, you can ask her yourself. She's right here.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Well, what are you going to be watching on TV? You said you haven't watched TV for a while, so.
What's on TV tonight?
Are you kidding? American Idol, honey.
Yeah, I could. Is that the final finale?
It's the final three.
Your House,
final
three. Your Boston Public.
I'll see what everybody's talking about.
Your House is a good show.
House
is a good show.
House.
Crazy Doctor, Addicted to Stuff.
Boston Public or Boston Legal?
Boston Legal, that's what I meant to say. And Scrubs.
Scrubs.
Again, that's Buzz's thing.
Buzz was giving you the Buzz channels.
It was Buzz's thing.
Buzz, do you have a copy of your grid lying around?
I didn't bring it with me today, Lisa, but I'll have it for you tomorrow.
Okay. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Lisa, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
You know Chris?
Who is Chris?
I do know Chris. I know him from...
Hold on, his area code is 203.
Yeah, he's in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, soon to be Alabama.
Yeah.
How do you know this guy?
It's actually ridiculous. I'm on a website called livejournal.com.
Shocking.
It's a blog. I know, right? And I've met him on there. We've never actually talked on the phone.
Perhaps it's a good time for us to go over our house rules here.
It
might be necessary, you know.
No.
Like all good boarding houses in the 1940s. You know, what are the rules, Don, as far as gentlemen callers?
Yes. What she does in her car is okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, no fornicating in the office.
None.
Yeah,
And not even what the high schoolers call sex now. Okay? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I understand that.
For instance, if you happen to meet Ben, the custodian here.
Very nice man.
Uh-huh. And as it turns out, you want a little of that, you know.
I don't think I will want
to. Go to your car.
A little of that. Okay.
You've not met him. He is
well,
the man
who
knows.
Well, I don't normally pick up people and take them to my car.
You haven't met him.
Home.
You haven't met Ben. He has tremendous powers of seduction.
He actually met from the internet.
Hold on a second. What?
He's already called down and said no.
Why?
Because of the legal liability, even with the release forms.
Hughes. You know, Hughes can just eat one.
Oh, you're kidding me.
He can really eat one.
Aww.
What liability?
Overnight, he's concerned if there was some sort of trouble that we would be legally liable.
Well, what if we sign off on
release?
What if Don and I sign off on
it? Even with the newly prepared releases, he's still worried.
Hold on.
Are you saying I'm trouble?
No, hold on.
This
is the Don and Mike Show.
Everything you read, when he came in, he was good. They built tremendous highways. He returned, you know, got all the factories going, everything. He was good at the beginning, but then he went nuts. He went berserk, I guess, and I think even his own generals tried to kill him, didn't they? Everybody in history knows that was good at the beginning, but he just went too far.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like a backwards brain fart. The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. And, sorry. I stepped on vanilla ice. Anyway, welcome back to the best of Don and Mike, and we are just going to keep it rolling because Lisa the homeless girl is in the studio, but Michael Hughes voices his objections. So let's find out what will happen next on the best of Don and Mike.
All right, what's his phone number?
2811.
What if we can take the legal liability?
What's his phone number?
2811.
I don't know, that's why... don't know, that's why I asked you.
Is it Buzz?
I don't know, Buzz. We'll find out together.
All right.
All of us. There's got to be a way around this.
I know a way around it.
Was he on a cell?
I tried his cell and it was off. We can try it again. He might have been on the other line.
I know a way around it.
It's Sounds scary.
Mike's got an idea.
I'm going to write it down.
Pad and pen.
Answered by Audix.
Michael Hughes.
Is not available. To leave a message, wait for the tone.
Why not?
Finished.
I think even if we hired her as to be like an intern.
Yeah.
First off, seriously, to be an intern, you have to be in college.
See?
Right.
You have to be in a field related to broadcasting. You have to have a letter from the school. And even then, I don't know. They might be able to pull this crap on us. You know what we can do?
Mm.
Let me write down something else.
Okay.
Okay.
That I think would work out. All right. Another idea.
Just.
I had the same thought.
Things scribbled
we
down.
We wouldn't want to mention this.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Now, Lisa, do you see this?
Yes.
Are you,
are you familiar with this?
After today, I am.
Okay. Well, then all right. Then I'll let the cat out of the bag.
I should point out right across.
I know, right across.
I don't have to do anything.
You know,
just being nice.
There's like
just right across. Right across.
Yeah, I know. You know what? That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
I think. At least you think a little better than the breeze would.
Hey, man, I'm homeless. What do I know about it?
So we'd have. Now, listen. Does Dickhead have a? Excuse me. Does Hughes have a problem with her living in the parking lot during the day?
I have not asked him that. He just called down to say that she can't be here overnight. I will find out.
It's not living during the day. It's loitering.
Thank you, Lisa.
Some call it living. Some call it loitering.
And you have an automobile.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can go in there.
Sitting there waiting for...
And technically, that's our parking spot.
God, this place. You know, I swear to God, they just love climbing up your bung just to shove it to you. It's like...
No help is given, but plenty of hindrance
resistance,
is given.
Yes.
You know, like, seriously, what's the problem? What is the difference between her coming down here and sleeping in a locked office and somebody coming down to play a game? Don't we sign a form like when people eat worms and stuff that if you die from E. coli, it's your fault?
Right.
Right. Right.
Why can't we just...
She's playing a contest. She's playing a contest to see how long she can stay in the building, and her goal is Friday.
They would say to you, okay, now I'll be the lawyer.
Okay.
All right, good. This is fun.
As you know, Mike, for any contest, we need specific rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Those must be run past the legal department, and you must make the contest open to all people. How did you come up with the rules? What is the prize of the contest? How long will the contest be lasting?
Wow.
Where are there the points where if she has a problem, she can get out of this legally? What about us from a legal standpoint, Henry? What happens if she trips and falls at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
and she sues the company?
Yeah.
I mean, this is what the jerks will say to you, but this is why I thought all this had been covered already.
Well, in any event, you know what? We can improvise and it'll work out better for you. You know? It would have been fun for us.
Aww.
Really unique and novel idea.
Yeah, it's...
But you know what? I promise you, one night, you know what we'll do? One night we'll sneak into Hughes's office. Because he's not here every day.
Right.
See, so one night, you know, and he won't know which night it is.
No. Sure.
Because we know nothing will happen to you, especially up there.
Right.
Jesus Christ. That's
a hermetically sealed office. Padded walls.
We'll sneak you up there and let you just...
Some nice warm wine.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's when we do let you have a gentleman call.
Just crawl all over every piece of furniture.
You know. Just have her do her big spender routine. Crawl on all fours on top of the desk. Hey, big spender.
I'm thinking you just make it like so CSI shows up and they do the black light.
What's the latest bad news?
No, there's no bad news.
Yeah.
She just can't be here unattended overnight. But during normal business hours, she can loiter in our parking lot.
I hate to be devil's advocate, but attended, there is somebody on the property, correct?
They're not attending to her. They would be running board, not
well,
in the office.
Hold on.
We can solve that.
What are you doing? What are you doing tonight?
Don't look at me. I've got two kids.
Son, I am kidding you. I just called him son. That is, I was talking to Rob today. I heard Robert on the phone.
God.
Right.
Robert was having one of those Damien things.
Oh, a little mini meltdown.
And Rob's trying to be calm with him. Right. And Rob's like,
how'd I do?
Mommy's at the hardware store.
Yeah.
I want mommy now!
Did you use the standard 1930s movie response? Silence!
I've tried that. The reply that worked so well was, he said, I want mommy. I said, mommy's not here. Yes, she is! No,
I heard
she's not.
I heard all of that. Now, what if?
Yeah, boy.
What if we got a security guard?
Again, you know, I don't think we can hire a security guard. I mean, do you want to pay for it?
We're going to pay for the other thing done, you know, isn't it about the six and one half dozen of the other?
Yeah, but hold on. What about if we got, like, Who's that that dumb guy that I call Josh?
Evan?
Kevin?
No, not the pimply face boy.
Which one?
The other one. The
John?
The boy. John.
John.
That boy. That boy. What if we paid him just to sit outside her office? Sit outside her office.
Or sit inside the office if she wanted some company.
What if we paid him?
No.
What if we paid him like to sleep in a sleeping bag outside our office for the four nights that she was here?
Let me see.
I will ask. Give him a call.
Right.
Now there's no guaranteeing this.
You
want
to bring him in here?
We might
need to speak with him.
John,
yeah, bring John.
See if he's cool with it.
If Hughes is here, bring him in.
Oh.
And if not John, I know you don't want to use the pimply face boy. He strikes me as somebody who would.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, he's.
He's on the other show all the time.
Yeah, he's on with the junkies all the time. So, you know, I mean, if anybody in the back room was really a player, they'd step up now. I'm only thinking of one person.
Joe.
But I know he won't because he's married. And
yeah. Joe.
Joe, there would be some extra money in it. I mean,
Joe.
After all, Mike and I were going to pay
Joe.
Like $100 a night for her to stay at a hotel.
Joe.
So let's do the math.
That's $400.
Mm-hmm.
400 extra beans.
That's good money.
Just to sleep in a sleeping bag outside our office in the hallway from 7 p.m. to 8 a.m.
We got to have some hungry folks around here that would be like a little extra cash.
You'd think.
You know, for going into the summer season, I think it would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
We should just make it an open offer to anybody on the staff that wants to make a quick $4.
Yep. Hi, John.
Okay, here he is.
Come on, John.
Hi, John.
Step up to the microphone, John.
Hi, son.
How are you?
Hello, Josh.
How are you?
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Josh, Lisa. Lisa, Josh. Actually, John.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
So, Josh.
John's one of our dedicated young employees here.
What exactly do you work in the promotions department?
Yeah.
Right. And I'm guessing without tossing out figures, you're not making a tremendous amount of money. You're doing this like everybody in radio. You're doing it.
Because I love to do it. Yeah,
to get to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
But the money's no good.
No.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, how would $400 be if you slept outside our office for four nights in a row?
Sold.
Hey, look at that. Not even.
There's a team player.
I'm not a bargaining man. I'll take it.
Wow.
All right.
Yes.
Team,
you know,
player,
that's
John.
Very, very cool.
Now, all we would
that's
ask.
That's very cool. And then we didn't, you know, you could have been a dink in negotiating.
A dick about it, but thank you.
No, my pleasure. I'm looking forward to it. And really, for a homeless girl, you can't stop looking.
All right. He has raised his stock at this radio station.
Yep. So listen, it'll be your job to make sure, like, if she's got to, you know, go stinky or something, she will knock on the door and say, John, escort me to the bathroom.
And Lisa, you're comfortable having a basically a guard?
He's a good guy.
Dan, do we have to run it by you-know-who one more time?
Well,
is Rob doing that right now?
I believe that, yeah, he's doing that now.
Rob was checking on the attendee.
I think he's doing that right now. Because he could actually almost be like her takeout taxi. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he could say to her, you know.
Yeah.
And who knows, a friendship might be. John's a very nice guy, Lisa. Yeah. Very one of the nicer guys here.
That's the latest.
If he sticks to her like glue, escorts her everywhere, stays with her at all times, Hughes is okay with it.
Hey, how about that?
All right.
Wow. How about that?
This is even better.
Let's almost give it up a little bit for Hughes for making a fist.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And one question, Lisa, would you be averse to if Johnny here wanted to watch a little tube, you know, that
no,
he
I
could.
I said he could watch American
okay.
Idol.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Good. I think that'd be nice for him, you know. But he's got places where he can, you know, go in the radio station to do whatever he wants.
During
to.
Business hours, she's free to loiter outside,
mm-hmm.
and she's gone and off our property 7 o'clock on Friday night.
Wow. John, were you everything cool? All right.
What?
Her picture is on the web.
Ah, very
okay,
good.
Thank
very
you.
Good. All right.
All right. So
this is good.
This is moving.
Now, here's what we need from you, Josh. And I know your name is John, but I like calling you Josh. I guess you'll have to rush home and get yourself a sleeping bag and
a spit kit.
And, yeah, you know, you're...
I have a sleeping bag in my car.
Your dob kit.
Oh, yeah. I'll be getting a sleeping bag.
John, now that's...
I'm kidding.
And you want to get whatever you need to make yourself comfortable. You know, you should probably... Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Do you have those sleep masks with you?
There's one hanging on the wall behind me. I think I have another one either in my briefcase or at home.
Why?
I never go anywhere without a mask.
Is that why Buzz is the greatest?
He's got a sleeping mask.
So if you see what Buzz has, you can put on tonight out in the hallway because The lights may be
too
bright for you.
See, John Buzz is holding that up for you right
there. It's like a thing that you wear to block out the light.
Pretend it's night.
Okay, well then, this is a done deal.
Anything else that they need? Is there anything else you guys need?
I don't think
so.
She's got $20, so they can splurge and get a pizza tonight.
They don't have to. I'm going to give them dinner. I'm going to bring them dinner. I'm going to call during the break. I'm going to call and you guys, I'll just sort of rattle off whatever you want.
All right, well then, Lisa, you go to your car.
Okay.
And Josh. I know your name is John, but Joshua, you go and get your whatever you need, you know, your overnight bag. Oh, look at that pretty picture of you on our website.
Very
now,
nice.
Lisa.
Very nice.
There you go. There she is. Right there.
It's a nice picture, Lisa.
On the front page. And how about we take a picture of David Schwimmer's brother as well?
Never gets old.
And put his picture up
and
there, too.
And we want each and every day, we want, like, the update.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, you guys just
on each other.
Let the adventure begin.
Okay.
All right. Really, so, now that you're being supervised, you got the run of the place.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Well, Joshua, thank you.
My
John,
pleasure.
Thank you.
He is Joshua to us. He has to be Joshua.
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 Joshua Schwimmer.
And Lisa, so glad that you're going to be able to get somewhere to sleep and you know, eat this week.
Right.
So
kids, I just wanted to say I haven't listened to you guys since I was about 14 years old.
Wow.
All the time, like 4 hours a day. Well, except for when I moved, and I was very sad, so...
Well, thank you.
I'm glad I finally got to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I didn't want to live in your
face. Look how things have worked out.
This is good. And you know, and credit goes to John here. This is a very nice thing for him.
Very true. So, John, we'll have the cash for you tomorrow.
Great.
We'll pay up front.
Good.
You know, it'd be nice maybe tonight we can get a picture up on the web of Joshua and his little sleeping bag and his little nighty-night pillow and his mask.
Right. It's going to be wonderful.
You're
going to have, you know, and you can either dine together or separately.
And at bedtime, he'll be asleep outside your office, right?
Just yes.
The hallway.
Yes. Now,
good
yeah.
morning, salespeople.
No. Again, yeah. You got to remember that it is your job to watch out for her.
Right. And I've got to stay here overnight. So, I mean, when I've got to be here in the morning, I've got to find some place to shower. So we're thinking the bathroom.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
Right. That's kind of why we're paying you $100 a night.
Mr. Johnson used to do it quite a bit here, so there's no problem.
Steve Johnson.
Well, he'd fall asleep.
You know, rent the movie The Terminal with Tom Hanks. That's a pretty good primer.
And do you have a pillow and stuff to, do you have any kind of bedding that you can put on the couch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, okay, good.
Wonderful.
I tell you what, Lisa, go to your car, and in a couple of breaks, like a half an hour or so, we'll call you. And
it's almost time for you to start moving in.
See how you're doing. But for now, go to your car,
okay.
And we'll call you. And thanks, and see you later. And Josh, we'll see you before the end of the show.
Sounds great.
All right, get out of here, you kids.
That's right.
Okay, there you go.
And John, I should point out to you, there are no cameras in our office.
That's what you think, Mike.
Oh, really?
That is
oh, man. So what, do you have, like, hours of me picking?
That is a pretty good experiment.
Life's funny.
That's pretty good. Thank God Hughes caved. Otherwise, boy, oh, boy, that could have been Ballistic City.
You know what? It did seem to me, and I know to you, is kind of an innocent little thing that we're doing here. Not that big a deal, but it almost got derailed, but thanks to John, it's on.
Yeah.
John and the homeless girl are making out.
Already?
What's the liability if she gets pregnant?
With his child?
Oh, that's no problem. What you know what? How much is the morning after pill?
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously, how much is that?
There's a Rite Aid right down the street.
I got them in my office.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you don't have them, I'm sure Buzz has got them.
Sure. Somewhere. My briefcase.
Isn't that the greatest thing about Buzz? Is they right away, hey, Buzz, do you have a sleep mask on you? Why, yes, I do.
Right here. And it's like hanging on the wall in back of him.
All right,
he uses it during the show.
I see every line is lit up. I'm guessing it's probably about Lisa, and it's about, you know, Joshua. So let's break, and then we'll come back and call her in her car and see how day one is going. And then we're just going to move on with the show.
You're right.
The whole time, remember, she's living out there and then living in here at night.
Exactly.
Just until Hughes was firm about that, right? Till COB on Friday.
When is the, and this ends when? Friday, at the end of the show.
Friday, 7 p.m. Yeah,
by that time, you know, she'll be ready to start her new job at the Home Depot. And John will be ready to sleep in a real bed.
Or not.
And they can go to the clinic together.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be wonderful.
Wonderful. And he'll offer to pay half.
All the clinics.
That's fair. Just think, every night it's going to be, so what are you kids having for dinner tonight? As they start their candlelit dinner.
Uh-huh. But, you know, that $20 is not going to go that far.
Right.
I mean, my generosity does know a certain limit. I did slip for 20 today, and we'll pay Josh $400.
Right.
So it's kind of got to be, you know, let's see what, I mean, if it's s'mores, if it's peanut butter and jelly, that's what it's got to be.
That's great.
Tonight?
Tonight,
chicken fingers.
Tonight they eat like kings from your place.
Yeah, they're going to get steak.
S'mores. What, are they going to have a campfire in your office?
As long as they're supervised.
Supervised fire.
You never have had microwave s'mores?
No, I only eat health food.
Yeah, okay.
They have some.
Okay, Charlie Chipotle.
They have some crap now in the store that you buy and you pop it in the microwave in like 15 seconds. It's like s'mores.
There goes John.
There he goes.
Shaking his head ruefully.
John, who is going to be living in the hallway for a week. We got a break. We'll be right back, Fred.
This is the Don.
Welcome back to the program.
Macho, macho man. I want to be a macho man. Will you teach me how to smoke a cigar, Dave?
I have the feeling you probably have the hang of it, Richard.
No, you wouldn't say that to the old fancy movie stars coming out here.
No.
No,
I just mean that a kid from New Orleans probably knows about
it. I actually never really smoked. I mean, I love food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there was a spaghetti stain on your tie, I'd suck it off. No, I mean that. I love food. I never got into, like, cigars or any of that stuff.
Man, I'm dropping weight just thinking about that.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Wow. Kind of a gay song I picked out. It's Macho Man. I just wanted to, like, you know, back up the Richard Simmons tape. But anyway, I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arnger, with this edition of Best of Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike on spring break. They'll be back soon enough, so just cross your legs and put a cork in it. They'll be back before you know it. And don't forget, WJFK is giving away a trip for two to Tokyo, Japan for the world premiere of Spider-Man 3. Go to WJFK.com now. Click the Spider-Man 3 logo to get the web word of the day. Listen for your cue to call. 10th caller with the web word qualifies for the trip. We'll draw the winner on Friday. Let's get back into the best of. Lisa, the homeless girl, is in studio. And, I don't know where it goes from here. Let's find out together on the best of Don and Mike.
Wait. Let's talk about Lisa, the homeless lady who's going to be living in her car in our parking lot from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Who seems very nice.
Yeah.
Who's going to be living in our office from 7 p.m. to 8 a.m. with young Joshua Tree. That's his last name, Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree.
JT is going to be sleeping in a sleeping bag right outside the door, you know, lengthwise, so that no one can get in or out.
And tomorrow we will actually attach a cowbell to your door. So she can't sneak out.
We'll have a picture of JT in his sleeping bag on our website tonight.
Right.
She's up in the parking lot here. We're going to call her in a second.
Okay.
Somebody, S. Hudson, sent an email to our website, dotamikewebsite.com. Remember that website we had a couple of weeks ago where you put your picture in and it tells you the percentage of celebrities that you most resemble?
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
I'm reminded of it every day when I come into the studio here.
And who was that old fart?
The guy that wrote The Hobbit?
C.S. Lewis?
J.R.R.
Tolkien.
J.R.R. Tolkien. Rowling's the...
That was Mike's number one match.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Lisa, the homeless lady, said the celeb she most looks like is Shania Twain plus 20 pounds.
Yep.
Listen to this crazy mix-up of people. Her number one celebrity look-alike is Marsha Cross. If you remember...
Marsha Cross from Desperate Housewives?
Right, 72%.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Also at 72%, Shakira.
Okay.
71%.
I do see the Marsha Cross. I see the Marsha Cross in her eyes.
Yeah. 71%. Ava
Longoria.
I know it's Eva, but...
Now, why are they using all the Desperate Housewives?
I don't know. 71% is Gwen Stefani.
Huh.
70% Carrie Underwood. And 70% Sofia Coppola.
Sofia Coppola.
Those are the
crazy ones.
Those are the ones that came up. Let's give her a call. Out in her car right now. Just to see how she's doing. Day number one of living with us. She'll be up there.
She's moving in just a little while.
She'll be up there for the next, oh gosh, I don't know, 2.5 hours. 3.5. How much time is left in the show?
Hello.
2 hours, 20 minutes.
Hi, Lisa. Donna, Mike here.
Hello.
Are you,
what you doing?
I'm sitting in my car listening to you.
Oh, good.
Hey, worry about the battery in that situation. Can we get you like a transistor radio or something?
Oh, no, it's fine.
Your battery holds up okay?
Yeah, it has been for the past month or so.
Good. What are you driving around in? We didn't ask you that yesterday.
What kind of car?
A beat-up Chevy Cavalier with only one side view mirror.
Okay.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. So you're on the top level now, right? Right?
Yes. Okay. I am.
Is it raining yet?
No, not yet. It's gray. There's a nice breeze.
You excited about move-in time?
Yes, very.
What do you think you're going to have for dinner tonight?
Whatever Mike brings me.
It's food from Mike's restaurant.
I'm really looking forward to Robert the Mailman's lasagna and the plastic fork.
They're bringing up like dinner for John and for Lisa.
Thank you for that, Mike. Right. And are you and Joshua Tree going to watch the American Idol show together tonight?
Sure, I would love to.
Oh, that's right. He's a nice guy, and I think you two kids will have a great time.
I think so. Hey, and I'm not a town pump.
I wasn't blinded, it's just right,
how about Party Girl? Would that be fair?
Well, I did used to be.
You did used to be.
Former Party Girl. All right, so maybe you're just a, it's city, town, maybe you're the village pump. You know what I mean?
Village.
It would be, city would be the biggest, and then town, then
we haven't even gotten into her love life. We haven't really discussed that. interesting laugh. Yeah.
What happened in your last relationship, Lisa? Homeless Lisa?
Oh, man. He was a freak.
He was a freak in what way?
There's an interesting, I don't know if I could talk about it on the radio, but the reason, the last straw, the reason why we broke up is kind of interesting.
Well, can you give us a hint? Is everybody in the room doing what I'm doing right now, anticipating this is where the whole homeless thing gets in that kooky zone?
No, what happened?
No. He was very nice, but he was extremely horny. And every time I didn't want to, he would get mad. And one morning, we woke up, and he wanted to, and I didn't. And I rolled over, and I woke up a couple hours later, and there was some stuff on my back.
Well,
yeah. Wow. I couldn't wait until I woke up, and
I've
then he was all mad, like, offended that I was upset about it.
Yeah,
I've seen that in movies. All right, well. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa, for that charming bit of
lovely story.
Well, don't you think that's a good reason to break up with somebody?
Yeah. I mean, if he didn't tell you, at least he could have done his towel off.
Yeah, but maybe he didn't want to wake her up.
This is true.
You know,
could have been a courtesy.
I wouldn't break up with, if I was a girl, I don't think I would break up. I mean, hold on, there's another email that's just come in.
Sure.
No.
We're not making these up. What is this one? This is from someone named Amy Lloyd. Hi, Donna, Mike. I love your show. I listen every day, and I listen to your day. I check your daily logs. Well, daily. As soon as the photo for Lisa came up, I think I recognize her.
Huh.
If so, we went to Fakir High School together. Could you please let me know if this is, in fact, Lisa? Did your last name start with the letter A?
Yes, it is.
Ah, well.
Class of 1995?
Uh-huh.
I would love to speak with her. I can't believe she's homeless. I'd like to help her out. And anyway, this woman's name is Amy.
Yes.
I gave her a name, Amy Lloyd. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, she married Brian Lloyd.
So you know who she is?
Would you like to be in contact with Amy?
Sure.
Okay, right, we'll leave that for you.
All right, pass it on. Okay.
I'm glad everybody went to high school now and then.
Oh, don't worry about
it. Listen, you're not homeless for the next 4 days. You're living in your car, and then you're living in our office.
You're going to
be job
with John.
All right, we'll check back with you, Lisa.
Okay.
Okay, bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Lisa will be living with her live-in boyfriend, JT.
Lisa the homeless girl.
Joshua Tree.
With Joshua Tree. You know, so much excitement with getting the homeless chick here at the station today. We had some new tapes that we'll review for you in a second, like Regis talking about how he's got four balls.
Right.
And Bush screwing up on TV last night. We've not even talked about 24, which continues to be week in and week out. I mean, really everything The Sopranos isn't.
I'm really going to feel a void, and I've never felt like that about a TV show. I'm going to feel a real void when that show's off the air.
It is unbelievable. There are things that happen on the show that you know could never happen in real life.
Right.
I mean, it's even got stuff that normally I would mock, like when Jack Bauer is in the room with RoboCop.
Right.
And they're making a deal, you know, that maybe could save the country from this nerve gas.
Mm-hmm.
And RoboCop says, "Jack, your word is good enough for me, because I know you're a man of your word." Like, you know, like Jack Bauer wouldn't give the information and just blow the guy's brain 8,000 different ways.
Well, they go back and forth with that. And you do have to suspend disbelief on that show.
Yes. And the problem also is that next Monday is now feeling for me like the Super Bowl.
Really?
Because I now realize that after next Monday, that the wad is shot.
But yeah, and Mondays are going to be back to being just Mondays.
Just Mondays.
Yeah, and then we've only got like one
except
more.
Except for this show.
We've only got one more American Idol to go after this week, too.
Yeah, what will we do?
I don't know. Well, that's why you have your grid buzz.
Yes.
Anyway, last night on 24, the update is, I think the highlight, we can real fast give the highlight.
Uh-huh.
My highlight is the Secret Service guy almost getting put in the car and back-mouthing the president, calling him Charles. Charles. And then how about Gene Smart shooting the other Secret Service guy?
Pretty amazing. Really good scene with Gene Smart. I thought they were going to kind of phase her out, but she came right back to the front of the show.
Also, how about the guy ripping, the bad guy, ripping his bandage off to show like his big Herman Munster scar?
Yes. Bierko.
Bierko.
Bierko will remove bandage to show Frankenstein's scar inside the face.
And
Bierko.
And also, another reason you have to suspend disbelief on 24 is that during a national crisis, or just about any time, really, but during a national crisis, the president is walking around this Western White House, and whenever he feels like it, he just slips around a corner and pulls out his razor phone.
I know, his razor phone.
And, like, talks to terrorists, and, like, no one listens, and no one bothers that, that he's on his own phone. And more
talks
importantly,
to the evil doctor from ER.
And no one notices, like, the president, nobody knows where he is.
Right.
He's talking on the phone to the bad guy when Mike Novak comes around the corner, and it's like a guy that's cheating on his girlfriend. He goes, "I'll call you back, Mike."
I like when he says it last night. He comes around the corner and says, "Mike?" And Mike turns around and goes, "Sir?" Just weird. And, you know, that is quite the sprawling little ranch compound that he's got.
Yes,
and I would assume now we know it's kind of a horse ranch. Is that what it is?
It would have to be.
Because that's where they were pulling the caddy into the stable.
How do you feel about the evil character, the evil doctor character? I didn't like him at first, and now I like him.
I don't think he's evil enough.
You want him more?
I'd like him to be a little more evil. I mean, he's too soft.
I
find him bothersome.
I don't like his... I don't like his Bluetooth. I've never liked... It's too big and square.
And he ought to be loaded. If he's like our callers that call after seven drinks, you know, because he's got a drink every time the president calls him, he's always got like a highball.
But most importantly, last night, they alluded to the fact again that Devane lives.
Yes.
But Devane was not featured last night on 24.
Not fair.
Secretary Heller, not featured on the show. Let's welcome in now William Devane. Here for his weekly 24 appearance.
There you go. Just open the door.
We're crazy about 24.
What the hell is going on?
Hey.
Could you share with me, please, Jack, the reason I'm still in ICU? You're all trying to write me out of the show. I was guaranteed that I would replace Charles Logan as soon as I got out of my muddy car. And I would spend a brief time in ICU, Jack. And then I would go into the White House and assume the duties of the president. What's going on? And why are you doing this?
You know, you didn't even get a box last night.
I didn't get anything. All I got was the previous episode's brief mentioning of me being in ICU with tubes coming out of me.
Are you insane?
Suddenly, are you insane? That's classified. I'm angry, and I think the country should be angry, but more importantly, Jack Bauer should be angry.
Yeah.
By the way, tell Audrey Raines I need to borrow $15 for a copay.
Because the insurance, as far as I'm concerned, is bogus.
Hey, you know, it works.
It's bananas.
It worked.
Flipping bananas, Rob.
It worked pretty good for your daughter.
Damnation, I should be President Heller by now, yeah, and Jack Bauer should be my Secretary of Defense.
Didn't your daughter, like, have a vein cut in her arm, and wasn't she, like going to bleed out? And all
RoboCop
of a sudden...
RoboCop stabbed her in the artery, hoping that she would bleed out, but she survived. Like we all survived. You don't understand. We're all indestructible. That's why I have the integrity when I'm not in Japan.
Here's the thing. If you all survive, how come you're not on the show?
I can't get any flipping apple juice in ICU. I'm very, very frustrated.
Sure.
I can only hope in the two-hour season finale, Jack, that I will be brought back to save the day. You certainly can't give the mantle of the country to the new vice president. He doesn't look good on Twin Peaks. He's not going to look good then. I was on quality television shows
Not Landing.
Everyone would say, you need someone, Jack, to really man the ship. You get Devane. D-E, capital V, E-I-N. Devane. I'm sorry, that's A-N-E.
Isn't it really all lowercase? I mean, uppercase D, but then it's D-E-V-A-N-E.
I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated that I haven't gotten my due. And therefore, I'm going to do something a character has never done, Jack.
What's that?
I'm going to share with you some plot lines from the finale of 24.
Wow.
That's right. Get ready for some classified exclusives.
Now, you must be pissed, Devane. And incidentally...
Yes.
You keep calling me Jack.
Yes, Jack. I call everyone Jack.
My name isn't Jack.
Are you insane?
All right. What's going to happen on 24? Because you know and we don't.
It's been established already that Secretary of Defense Heller can survive for a length of time underwater.
That's your character.
Now, I'm not going to give you any real secrets overtly. That would result in my losing my position at Fox.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this.
Yeah?
I can survive underwater and Bierko's taken over a submarine. Can you put the puzzle pieces together, Jack? It's not too difficult.
Hold on. No.
I can survive underwater. I practically have gills. The submarine is going to go underwater.
The sub with the nerve gas.
Secretary Heller will serve as to save the day. That's what I'm going to do, Jack.
You put on your Aquaman suit?
I will swim to the submarine, open the hatch, and the rest is history. I just wouldn't want to be Bierko, Jack. I wouldn't want to be Bierko because he's going to get it for me.
You know what I think? I think that this is sad that we are seeing a great actor who's played all of the Kennedys and was on Knots Landing, who had a small role on 24.
How about this, okay? Would you like another little tidbit?
Cannot come to the realization.
Are you insane?
They have written him out of the show.
Stop. Deluded. Bite your tongue or I'll bite it off for you. I have the teeth to do it, Jack. The final episode, 2 hours, second hour. Look for me in Smart, Gene Smart, all right?
Yeah.
Devane, Feast, Yeast. That's right.
Now, I know you're making it up.
We're going to become romantically involved.
You're
not going to go with that troll of a Secret Service.
Now, hold on a second. No. Why would you get involved with the First Lady on an intimate level?
Because they can't resist my charms. All the ladies love Devane. My shocking mane of gray hair. My oversized bicuspid.
Be honest.
Don't you understand?
You're not.
The future of the country is at stake.
You're not in the final episode, are you?
No. My career is basically over.
Oh, no.
I was told by the executives at Fox that it's time to put me out to pasture.
Oh.
Yes, that swan song off the cliff when the little red bullet gun was trained on my forehead was my swan song.
Oh, now.
Keep the sex off the manifesto. Turn this plane around and resurrect Devane's career.
These are now your highlights from 24.
Unfortunately, there will be no more episodes of 24 for Secretary Heller, and there will be no more reunions of Knots Landing. Joan Van Ark's eyebrows have now unfortunately dipped below her chin line. In the finale, we make a pot of Edgar's stew.
Edgar Stiles' rotting corpse bubbles up next to my car where it went into the river. And I, miraculously, I revive him. I've given them several of these plot lines that they've categorically rejected.
Huh.
How about this?
I think that you should maybe just wait and see. Maybe you will be. Is it a two-hour finale?
Yes, it is. I've got plenty of scripts. I've got scripts that I supervise and I send to these people, and they don't pay any attention, all right?
Okay.
How about this? The grand finale. Secretary Heller accidentally ingests nerve gas, turning him into some sort of monster. And he eats Jack Bauer.
No, that's not
good.
Good.
All right,
no.
I'll give you another alternative.
That's no good.
Secretary Heller rips the tubes out of his lungs and his nose, goes to the summer White House in California, and eats Charles Logan and Mike Novick. Because he's ingested nerve gas and he's turned into a monster. All right, that's not good enough
you
for you. You look like you want
another. You like a green goblin riff? Is that what it is? Like
kind of.
What?
There's another one. Secretary Heller is found guilty of shooting President Lincoln. He goes straight to the slammer, and he's joined by Bierko.
We will.
How about this one? Secretary Heller learns Russian, saves the day by eating Bierko.
We will talk to you next Tuesday after the show is over.
Jack, hold on. I've got one last thing, just like they always do on 24.
Yes, Devane.
Secretary Heller stands on a bridge.
Yes.
When Bierko fires the missiles from the submarine, Secretary Heller catches them in his teeth. Not good enough. You're just like the Fox executives. Are you insane? The future of the country's at stake, Jack, and you're going to blow the whole thing.
The TV show. Good luck. I hope you make the final cut to be in the final episode.
Secretary Heller breaks Chloe O'Brien's thumbs.
Oh.
Not good enough?
No.
Damn. I'm getting a spinoff, though. I've proposed it for 24.
You're getting a spinoff?
Yes, we're going to cut it in half. 12. Not 12.
You're not getting
not 24.
Spin-off.
Are you 12. Insane?
Are you insane?
It's over for you. It's over.
Secretary Heller gets cast in Cats on Broadway. The cavity's not there. I'm very frustrated, very tired, but I've survived my terrible crash, and I certainly hope my daughter's arm begins to feel better. How'd you like to be stabbed in the carotid artery?
Mm.
Damn, I want to go. I want to go out with a blaze of glory.
That's the whole thing. It's like your daughter was bleeding to death. It's bleeding to death. Yet she's in the next episode. You were not nearly as badly hurt and did your G-O-N-E, Jack.
I just don't understand why old school TV producers don't respond to me the way they should. I suggested ending the show with a large dance number. Starring me. But they had nothing to do with it.
All right, well, we've enjoyed having you on the show the last couple of weeks.
Secretary Heller eats 4 dozen ears of sweet corn. Not thick enough, right, Jack? Not enough Bauer. Not enough Keith or faggot Sutherland.
Now, come on.
I'm bitter.
Don't get mad at him.
Just write me off. Drive me off a cliff. That's what 37 years in television does for you.
Didn't you just read that Ted Kennedy was involved in some minor airplane crash?
Ted Kennedy was?
I bet they make it into a TV movie.
Wow. That's it. I'll have another opportunity. Reality television. Mm-hmm. I can play all the Kennedys. It's brilliant. You don't like the idea of 12? How about 6? Just a small, shorter than a regular workday. We could knock that out as a summer replacement series.
We follow you around for 6 hours?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just very, very frustrated with all television. You know, that's all they care about now is youth, youth, youth. Right. It's always a youth movement.
Yeah.
Really. Well, then why is the director of Homeland Security, why does she look like the lady in the American Gothic picture with the pitchfork? Bitch.
Wow.
I'm angry.
Yeah. Sir?
How about Secretary Heller turns into a wily Southern attorney like Matlock?
Okay.
Not good enough.
Not good enough. See you next week.
Thanks so much, Jack. I'll be keeping my eyes on you. You're doing a fine job for the entire country.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
It will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I wish we were really big, like Dylan and Stone.
What do you mean big? We're as big as anyone. We have a hit show on CBS. Why can't you see that?
The Don and Mike Show.
vintage goodness.
Right.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike, and we've got so much show today, I'm just going to shut up and keep it playing. It's time for a great game where Mike gets very frustrated with Don, called I'll Be Goddamned on the Best of Don and Mike.
And now it's time for I'll Be Goddamned.
I'll Be Goddamned.
I'll Be Goddamned. Competitive whistler makes beautiful music. Do you really need to know anything else?
No, I don't think so.
It's funny. And Buzz, normally we go to you for one of your great intros. I think we can just handle this. I don't want to let the guy know that we're playing. I'll Be GD.
Right.
Hello?
But just give me a knowing wink like he's in on the gag. The fix is in. Hello, Steve.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Understand that you're a competitive whistler.
I am a competitive whistler, yes.
I'll Be Goddamned. What does that involve?
Well, you have to do a lot of practicing. You have to prepare classical and popular pieces.
I'll Be Goddamned.
And you have to travel to Lewisburg, North Carolina, and compete against whistlers from around the world.
North Carolina? I'll Be Goddamned. That's a long ways away.
Well, not so far for me as it is for some.
I'd be goddamned if I could, make a career out of whistling, but you've been doing it since you were a young person, right?
Well, not exactly. I became a full-time professional whistler within the last few years.
I'd be goddamned.
Kind of phased out of an advertising career.
I'd be goddamned, too.
Advertising?
I'd be goddamned.
You know what?
What?
Let me put you on hold.
Excuse me.
One moment,
what?
Steve.
Okay. What? 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 You got a problem? You got a problem with this?
Yeah.
What? What's the problem?
Can you just, like, use it in a sentence and just throw it out?
You know, you're starting, and you just started it really, really. I have to struggle, because otherwise I'm gonna be left in the dust on this one.
Come on.
I am going to be left in the dust, and this time I want to keep up. I'm just trying, and I got to cheat a little bit.
Can't you just work it into the conversation?
No.
Please?
No.
Well, then it's unfair.
Well, I'll try to be fair. I'll try to be fair, but I don't want to be lapped. I don't want to be lapped, and that's the only reason.
Can I be
that.
Good at anything on this show?
You know, if you want, I will concede it to you. But
no, I want,
a competition. You said it's a cage match.
I like playing the game with you.
It's a cage match.
But it's like if we're having a cage match. Okay.
I'm very put upon today in this game. This is tough today. You started, and I was daydreaming when you started the interview because I was laughing about the winking thing that you said about Buzz, and that was a disadvantage, and perhaps that was even a strategy on your part.
Because sure.
Planned in advance
by Buzz and I. And
very difficult for me. All right, I'm going to play it normally. I will not cheat.
Okay.
All right.
Steve, we're going to put you on hold and they'll put you back.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
So, can I ask? I know you probably heard this all the time. How's your mother?
She's fine. She's down in Florida with the rest of the
mother. No, hold on.
Whistler.
Hold on. Whistler's mother.
Whistler's mother.
I'll Be Goddamned. That. Do you hear that joke all the time?
I do hear it from time to time.
Is there a chance that we could hear you whistle?
Sure. What kind of music would you like?
I'd like to hear the best stuff you got. I mean, I'll be goddamned if I haven't heard a good song all day.
Well, are you interested in jazz, blues, classical?
Oh, I'll be goddamned. That would be great.
Which? Pick one.
Jazz. No, I'll be goddamned if I'm going to listen to jazz, Mike.
I'll be goddamned if I'm going to be listening to something I don't want to hear.
Okay, well, then I tell you what. I don't want either one of us to be goddamned about something. How about you give us a third option other than the other goddamn one you gave us?
I'll be goddamned if that's not a bad idea. A good idea.
Hold on. I'll be goddamned if I'm not in the mood for some Dixieland.
I'll be goddamned that's a good idea. Let's hear some Dixieland.
Dixieland?
Mm-hmm. Do you do that?
Probably not.
I'll be goddamned. You don't know Dixieland?
Well, how about some R&B?
I'll be goddamned if we couldn't hear a little R&B. Why not?
All right. You ready?
All right, sure. Hello?
No,
sorry. God damn, that was good, though.
Let me,
that was loud.
What was it?
I'll be goddamned an oldie but goodie.
I'll be goddamn, this sucks.
Is that Sir Duke?
Yes.
I'll be goddamn, Duke Ellington.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder and his tribute to Duke Ellington.
Right.
I'll be goddamned if you're an encyclopedia of music.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
I'll be goddamn, he's blind, yet he is able to sing. He is able to write music. What about classic rock?
classic rock. Pick somebody.
Doobie Brothers.
Skinnerd. Doors. Beatles.
Led Zeppelin.
Who?
I mean, goddamn, we can list music all day long.
Okay, I'll try some Doors for you.
Okay.
I'll be goddamned if the Doors aren't great.
I'll be goddamned, listen to the vibrato on this guy. I'll be goddamned, that's fine vibrato.
I was. Now you're just cheating. If it means that much to you, go ahead. You know what? You can. Go ahead, Mike. I concede to you. Go ahead. I concede to you.
Well, there's no reason to go on, is there? So, how about some classical?
Classical.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll be goddamn.
Here's the.
I'll be goddamn.
Is there. His,
well, I'll be goddamn.
How about a little Debussy?
I'm Mike O'Mara. I'll be goddamned. On Secador, I'll be goddamn.
And what are you doing right now? Excuse me.
What I'm doing right now is mocking you.
You're mocking me.
These are off the clock, Buzz.
Oh, are they?
Don't count these. Right. I'm mocking Mike.
All right. And any of mine that were non sequiturs?
Yes.
If they were, then subtract those from me. How many would you like me to take away?
I don't know, Mike. You can win this game.
No, I don't want to win. I don't want to win. I want it to be a cage match, just like you said. And you can take Buzz.
Yes.
Take three of mine off the table.
Three. Oh, please.
How about four?
Let's be realistic.
Well,
how about 10?
10?
Oh, and I am being generous because you are my best friend, buddy.
10? All right, 10. 10, and I will
make
not
it,
do
it. Make it 15.
No, 10. Take 10 off the table.
He only has 17.
How many does that give me? It gives me 7.
If it takes 15, you'll have 2.
Well, I don't want to.
How many do I have?
I don't
want
to play anymore.
It's 17 to 16 where I left off counting.
Who's winning? Mike's winning.
All right, take. So, but it's 17 to 16. So you take 10, and then it'll be 16 to 7.
Mike, it doesn't matter that much to me. It
doesn't matter that much to me. I could care less.
Yes, you could.
I could care less.
So you're saying that. Are you going to say that I won fair and square?
Yes.
Say it then.
Please, the game ain't over yet. The game ain't over yet, Sheriff.
Well, I got news for you. If we're going to get to Buzz, the game's going to be over pretty goddamn quick.
Right. About 60 seconds.
Fair enough.
You got 60 seconds, and they can't be non sequiturs.
Where's the TikTok?
I got it.
And part of it is we got to let him talk.
Right.
Okay? Listen to me. Hi, I'm Black. This is my friend Pot. How are you
kettle,
doing?
Kettle.
Well, it's the Pot calling the Kettle Black.
Right.
It's a three-person show.
Okay.
Pot, Kettle, and Black.
60 seconds, and we're starting from scratch.
Right.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
Sorry about that delay.
I'll be goddamned, we're having incredible problems.
No, Mike?
No, I was...
You know what? No. Can't play this game because you got mad right away, and that was a naturally occurring.
I didn't get mad. I was simply smashing my fist on the console.
Just because I said I was going to work into the equipment.
I know. I know. I mean, it was fine. I was just...
Steve?
It always frustrates me.
Steve, you're a great whistler.
Thank you.
Can you whistle a fanfare for us?
A fanfare?
Yeah. A fanfare.
A goddamned fanfare.
That's almost electronic. I'll be goddamn.
You know, you talk about almost electronic. I was hired by Verizon DSL to replace a theremin.
Verizon? I'll be goddamned. Can you hear it? Can you hear me now?
With them. And I thought this was going to lead to a lot of fame and fortune.
Right.
And the thing is that it sounded so eerie that it didn't sound human.
Yeah. Hey, can you do that thing? I'll be goddamn. Can you do that thing that they do in the...
No, see, that's not... You know, see, here's... Okay, Mike, excuse me. Here's how you do it.
What?
Eerie. You know it's eerie. You know it's eerie. I was in Erie, Pennsylvania over the weekend, and I'll be goddamned if it wasn't a guy that was right there that was whistling better than you in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay. I concede. It's fine. Well, then, fine.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. And, well, that's it for today, except for we've got one more segment, and you don't want to leave just yet because it's time to play
Mother of the Year. That's right. Mother of the Year on the best of Don and Mike. I've been your host, Legendary Joe Arndinger. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Mother of the Year time.
Yay.
Here we go. 877-365-3636. The greatest made-up holiday of all time is this weekend, Mother's Day. And let's go right to the calls and see who wants to nominate their mom or maybe their wife as Mother of the Year. We'll pick one. We'll call the mom or wife. Give her a prize package worth at least a couple dollars.
Excellent.
And the winning person, whether it be the son, daughter, or spouse, will get $250 American dollars.
Wonderful.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi there. Who's this?
Don, it's Steve.
Hi, Steve. Where are you from?
Newark, Delaware.
Beautiful. Thank you for listening. Steve, who's Mother of the Year in your opinion, my friend?
Well, it's my mom. I'm 32, and when I was 12 years old, my mom had to referee a baseball game and called me out at third base.
Okay. D-F-D.
That still hits me, man. I still think about it.
That is a disqualification.
Get over it.
It's not like green slime in your hair.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Left all day.
Yeah, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is Diane in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Right on. Hi, Diane. Thank you for listening. And who do you think is Mother of the Year? Now, you wouldn't be nominating yourself, would you?
No. My very sweet mother, who I love and adore, is very selfish. And a couple of Christmases, a few months before Christmas, a few years ago, I was at her house, and I said, boy, I really love your vacuum cleaner. It's one of those little tornado ones. It'd be great for my allergies, kind of dropping hints I'd like one for Christmas.
No.
So I go Christmas Day. She had bought me a new vacuum, but she liked the little feather duster attachment on it, so she kept the new vacuum and gave me her old vacuum.
Who's really selfish here?
I know, but it was a Christmas gift. She liked the feather duster attachment. Yeah. Come on.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Thank you, Diane.
To quote someone very, very close to me.
Uh-huh.
Are you stupid like your mother? Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Who said that?
I don't know who said that. I don't know who said that.
Hello?
Or perhaps that person said, are you stupid like your daughter?
Or I was dumb, maybe.
Are you dumb like your daughter? Or maybe that person didn't really even say it, just wanted to say it.
No.
And called me and said that they wanted to say it. And it was so good that I wrote it down.
Let's move on.
You're going to have a nice evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
For a change.
Hello. Oh, listen. I swear on Frida's life, I used it on Frida. I told her where I got it. I really said to her, what are you, dumb like your mother?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, come on. I heard it from Rob.
Oh!
Let me line. Hello.
Hello, Donna Mike?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Jay from Sacramento, California.
All right, Jay. Let's go easy on that.
Well, I got three pretty good stories.
You got to pick the best one.
Just pick one for Mother
of the
Year. One? Just one.
All right.
Yep.
Well, this is similar to what Mike mentioned earlier, but when I was a kid at my birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese, my mother liked the Drinky Winky, and she got drunk and left me there when she went to take all the other kids home. Then she got so drunk that she got lost.
I do not believe him. Do you believe him?
No, crap detective. No,
pick
the wrong story.
And, you know, Drinky Winky, Sacramento, the whole combination.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, who's this?
Don and Mike, this is up. This is Wayne.
Hey, Wayne, where are you from, Wayne?
Baltimore.
Right on.
What's happening in your world today?
105.7.
It's wet up here. Look,
is your mom Babelicious?
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln?
And if you're going to spew into this.
That's right. We're quoting Wayne's World. Deal with it. Deal with it.
We don't care if you mind. Where are you calling from, Wayne?
Baltimore.
Okay, Wayne, the mom, is it your mom?
My mom.
Okay.
My mom.
Why is your mom Mother of the Year, sir?
This was a while ago back. She took me to a wrestling match down at the Baltimore Civic Center. And we were in the parking garage. Some dude cut off and she pulled a gun out on him.
Oh, man.
There we go.
Instant applause.
Oh, wait, now, hold on.
While you were in the car?
Yeah, I'm in my car now.
No, while you were in the car with your mom.
It was me and my buddy. We went to a wrestling match.
Now, hold on. How old were you?
I had to be about 10 or 11 or something like that.
10 or 11. But now, just so I have this straight, your mom pulled out a gun to protect you?
No. He was going to a wrestling match. They were downtown. Somebody cut her off in traffic, and she pulled a gun on him.
Yeah, we were in a parking garage.
In a parking garage.
Okay, all right.
What happened after? Wayne, what happened after that when she pulled the gun on the person who just cut her off?
The dude got in his car and left. It was a white guy. I remember that. .22 under the armrest in our car.
That's pretty good.
Out on a little black .22. Yeah, I remember.
Wow. Little black .22.
Pretty good finalist. Hold on a second, Wayne.
Yeah,
all right, we're qualified. Put you in the finals. I was having a hard time following it, but now I'm with you.
Yes, you can handle road rage or you can't. Either way.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Danny.
Danny?
Is it like D-A-N-N-I?
D-A-N-N-I-E.
Danny?
Danny? Yeah, get it all the time.
Okay,
so,
all right, Danny. Your mom.
Yeah,
Where are you calling from, Danny?
Annandale,
Virginia. Okay. Let's talk about your mama.
So, I got married, 1998. Married a really crappy guy, but that's not the point. The point is my mom came late to my wedding.
Mm.
By about 10 minutes.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And it's, it's a big deal, but it just doesn't work in this game.
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Joe. How are you?
Hi, Joe. Where are you from, my friend?
I am from Livermore, California.
All right. Mother of the Year, who is it?
Well, not only when I was younger, I saw my mom numerous times get taken away by the cops, but lately I'm graduating college this week and she's not even going to be there.
Why?
Again, these are sob stories you should tell Dr. Phil.
They're not particularly amusing. You see, we are looking for them. Now, if you're in your mom's car and somebody cuts her off in a parking garage and she pulls out a gun. .22, that's funny.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Heather.
Hi, Heather. Where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore.
Right on 105.7. That's our station in Baltimore. And who's Mother of the Year, Heather?
Well, my mother and I and a group of students were visiting Spain, and we were visiting a church, and she took the group of students across town on a subway and through a museum before she realized that she had left me at the church.
In a foreign country.
In a foreign country with no money. I spoke no Spanish whatsoever. Had no idea how to get to the place that we were staying.
How old were you?
I was 19.
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
It worked up until that point.
Christ. You know what you do at that point? I show a little leg.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Spaniards will take you anywhere you need to go.
That's right.
Come on. It'll be just like a scene from Hostel.
You're never without currency.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you got what God
you're
gave
19,
you.
Hello. Your name is Heather. You're 19. Would you like to go to the bullfight?
Have you heard of the American president? LBJ? Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this?
It's Ryan.
Hi, Ryan?
Why'd you say that with a question mark?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm from Sacramento.
Okay, that says it all. Ryan, who's Mother of the Year, sir?
My mom, Debbie.
Why? Why is that?
When I was 13, my parents were divorced, and I woke up one morning to find my mom stealing our Christmas lights. I had to call the cops on her.
Okay, now that's pretty good. All right, so your mom and dad are divorced when you're 13.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you're 13 years old and they're divorced.
My mom was supposed to pick me up for a visit that day, uh-huh. And so I woke up early to take a shower, and I looked out the window, and she was already there.
Are you on good terms?
Lights off the house.
Are you on good terms? Did we mean the outside lights?
Yeah.
Okay, even better. Yeah. Are you on good terms with your mom now?
Actually, we've just now, in the last couple of years, reconciled, and it's been...
We could definitely make this a setback.
Why was she stealing the Christmas lights?
Good question.
Well, because my dad and another couple in town had a big competition, and my house looked like National Lampoon's Vacation, Christmas Vacation. And she felt that half those lights belonged to her and my little brother who lived with her.
Was she taking down whole strings of lights, or?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
My brother was in the car.
Now, wait a minute, hold on. You called the cops on your mom?
That's what my dad told me to do.
Hold on a second, Ryan. Hold on. He's a finalist.
Yeah, that is great.
He's a finalist. Wow. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Josh.
Hi, Josh. Where are you from?
I am from a small town called Olney, Maryland. I'm listening on 106.7.
I know where that is.
Josh!
Beautiful town. Josh! Josh, who is Mother of the Year, sir?
Mother of the Year is my mother. She has this, she has this thing that I like to call the arbitrary standard of cleanliness.
Okay.
Tell us more.
Yeah.
Basically, I live with her, and basically when she asked me to clean something... Hold on.
Do you still live with her?
Yeah.
And how old are you, Josh?
I'm 24.
24.
Okay. All right. Right on the cusp.
Yeah.
Right on that.
Well, right away, don't you agree? Right away, mom gets more credit.
Yes, she does.
Oh, right away, she gets more
credit. Because you're still sucking on her teeth.
Yes.
I mean, you're there.
I'm just glad
Lady Madonna, mm-hmm. baby. You know what? I'm sorry, Mike.
Good call. No, I agree.
Executive decision.
Yeah, arbitrary.
Yeah.
Lives with mom, disqualified.
He's out of there. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
I mean, she probably still... cleaned like hair out of the sink.
And you know what he's going to say? She asked me to clean, and then she doesn't clean. You know, it's going to be one of those deals.
Yeah, meanwhile.
From a 24-year-old.
You know, he's 24, and she's still washing his underpants.
Exactly.
Get a place.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, baby. Who's this?
This is Mindy from York, Pennsylvania.
Right on, Mindy. Okay, who's Mother of the Year?
My beautiful, lovely mother.
Why?
And why is, when I was about 15 years old, she was having a really bad day, and we were sitting on the back porch, and she had a little bit too much to drink, got pissed off, and sprayed me in the face with Raid.
Wow. Not a lot makes me spit out my
chair. Had the audacity to tell me that she was sorry. It was an accident. Actually, she was only teasing.
Just kidding. Okay, hold on, Cindy. Hold on.
Just goofing around.
Wow. Hold on.
Whoa.
Ooh, those are strong. I like
they
that
are
one.
Strong.
I like that good. One. Let's see. Who have we not talked to? Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi, who's this, please?
This is Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Sonora, California.
All right, thanks for listening. And Mike, who's Mom of the Year? Who's your choice for Mother of the Year, sir?
My mom, Sandy. She is definitely the Mom of the Year.
Why?
When I was a kid, she used to work as a bartender. And I used to go, when she worked afternoon shifts, I would go hang out in a movie theater, and then I'd come back to the bar when she got off. And this guy comes out of the bar, and just blood gushing out of his nose, and he says, "The bitch hit me." Huh? Well, about 2 seconds later, my mom comes walking out of the bar, shaking her hand. She broke two fingers on the guy's nose.
maybe he deserved it.
Did he have it coming?
She said he had it coming.
I like it, though. It's not bad.
All right, hold on. Well,
the guy.
You know, maybe if the guy came on to the mom.
Maybe he deserved it. Yeah, we never got the circumstances.
Okay, you know what? Let's just see what we've got here.
Okay.
Mike, who are our finalists?
I got everybody here, Don, but let me give you the finalists that we liked. Caller number 4 from Baltimore, it was Wayne. Wayne was with his mom when he was a little boy, I think about 13 years old. His mom took him to wrestling. After wrestling, they were coming out of the parking lot, and his mom got cut off, didn't like it, and pulled out a .22 handgun on the driver that cut her off. And the other finalist we had was the guy that actually had, let me see, Sacramento, Ryan, caller number 8. Ryan's mom came over on Christmas, and he caught his mother stealing the Christmas lights off her divorced father's home.
That's pretty good.
She deserved half of them.
And he had to call the cops because his dad made him.
His dad told him to call the cops. And there was caller number 10, Mindy. Mindy's mom had a very bad day. Of course, alcohol was involved. And, well, she apologized later, but that didn't make amends for Mindy, who was sprayed in the face with Raid.
Oh, wow.
Those are your three finalists. Okay, and we have Mike from Sonora, whose mom bartended and punched a guy in the face and busted his nose.
We don't know why.
But we don't know what the circumstances are.
Here's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm torn between the mom with the gun and the mom that shot her daughter in the face with the Raid.
I think we all agree on that one. I know, I really enjoyed the Christmas lights. They're all almost equal, in my opinion.
They're all terrific.
They're all good. Yeah. But, of course, we could only have one winner on the Don and Mike show.
All right, well, then, I'd have to say, for worst mother, really.
Boy,
How do you pick between a mom pulling a gun out with a kid's 10, trying to shoot at a guy, and...
You know, Don, here's how you do it. I think you can pull a handgun out, and it's a terrible thing to do, but you're not actually inflicting harm on the child directly.
I agree.
Like you would be if you sprayed Raid in a child's face.
Thank you, counselor. I vote for Raid.
Just the Raid. I know a simple gesture that makes a unanimous Raid.
Got to be Raid.
And kudos go to our two runners-up, Ryan and Wayne, with the mom stealing Christmas lights and the mom that pulled the gun.
Now, hold on. Let me see. I've got the number.
They were all wonderful.
All strong. Such a great finalist.
Hold on. Everybody's got to adjust You know, I hate to say this. Everybody has to shut up when I dial the phone.
All right.
Because, not because I can't concentrate.
I can't.
But really, when the microphones are going on.
You know, please would be nice.
Time is of the essence.
If I was curt with you.
Gentlemen.
Okay.
Put down that raid.
Here we go.
Now I'm just screwing with you.
Yeah. Dial carefully.
Shh.
Ah! You want me to do it? Off the air?
Yeah.
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 Our voices blend with the touch tones and it throws the tones off.
Yes, and it makes like, it goes beep, 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 beep. It makes like three threes in a row.
Right.
That'll be fixed in the new studio, which, as we found out today, is just a fantasy.
Yeah, they're just making it up to keep us happy temporarily.
It's a ruse.
Right. So Rob is trying to get the mom on the phone right now.
Sharon is Mindy's mom.
One ring.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if we don't get through to Mindy's mom, we have Ryan's mom and Wayne's mom.
Yeah.
You got it?
Hi, Sharon. I'm calling from the Don and Mike.
Okay.
Radio.
Here we go.
Mindy on playing a radio game with us. And in order for her to win a prize, we need you to come on the air with us.
It was $250, right?
What's that?
Yes. $250.
Yes, $250.
When we put you on hold and they pick up, your voice will be on the radio and our internet stream. Is that okay? Okay, hang on and hold on to be on the air.
Would you please ask her if she's glad women have the right to vote? Okay.
I don't think she votes.
Okay, here she is now. Maybe there's a few more questions you could ask her, that's all. Here now is Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Sharon? Hello, Sharon.
Yes.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm fine. How many people am I talking to?
You're talking to Don and Mike. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show, and this is our newsman, Buzz.
Don and Mike Show. All
right, and we have your daughter, Mindy, on the phone as well, so you know everything's on the level. Mindy, say hi to your mom.
Hi, Mommy. Hi, sweetheart. Where are you?
Now, we are playing a game called Mother of the Year.
Mother of the Year. Okay.
And we've selected you as Mother of the Year. Here's how we're going to play this. Now, rather than give your daughter a chance to lead you down a primrose path, I want to ask you a real simple question about something that happened when your daughter was about 13 years old.
We have had many people call the show on our Mother of the Year competition to tell us bad stories about their mom, something that we've done.
I can't tell you anything bad. She never was a bad child.
No, this is not about Mindy. This is about something you did.
It's about you.
And if you can verify the story that Mindy told us, you're going to be the big winner.
One time.
Okay,
now, I'm sure that there's lots of things that you've done.
Yes.
But the one that Mindy told us about involved you doing something to her face.
And if you can verify that, you're going to be the big winner. Mindy told us the story, and we picked her story as the Mother of the Year story.
She obviously has been scarred by this for life.
Like,
she called our show with it.
That's right.
Do you have any memory of anything?
She was 13.
Mindy, is that? Do we have Mindy on the line?
Yeah, Mindy.
Yes, I'm here.
Mindy, were you 13 when this happened?
About 15, 16.
15 or 16.
Oh, okay. And I should mention.
Can I ask a question?
You were drinking.
Yeah.
You can ask a question, but we reserve the right not to have that question answered. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But go
Did
ahead.
It have anything to do with band?
With band?
Yeah.
It does have something to do with Mindy. Yeah, I guess you can answer that.
No.
Is the answer. It doesn't have anything to do with band.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. You were drinking, and you were outside.
Oh, I know that.
Okay, all right, Sharon, can you tell us what it is? If you back up Mindy's story.
I sprayed her with wasp spray, not intentionally, though.
Okay, do you remember the specific spray that you sprayed her with?
Wasp spray.
Wasp spray is raid. That is a winner.
But hold on now.
You are a liar.
Hold on. You said it was unintentional, and your daughter said that because you were drunk, you got mad at her, and you sprayed her in the face with raid.
All the time.
All the time. Peter with lots of things. But wasp spray is a verification. And Sharon, you are the big winner.
Yay. Yeah,
well, no, actually, Mindy's the big winner.
Yeah, Mindy's the big winner. Yeah.
Mindy's the big winner.
She is. She is a darling daughter.
Oh, that's
a lot for me.
And Mindy,
amazing mom.
Mindy, and listen, as long as your mom's on the phone, why don't you tell her the story just to refresh her memory the way you told us?
Yes.
Because your mom kind of glossed over it and said that it was accidental. Why don't you tell her the way you told us?
Well,
I told you all that my mom, back when I was about 15 or 16, that she had had a bad day. We were sitting on the back porch, getting a little too much to drink, and reached for, you know, just sprayed me in the face with some Raid, and was like, I was teasing.
I was teasing.
I didn't mean it.
I love it.
Is that how it happened, Sharon?
No, it's not how it happened.
I like, all right, good. We'll hear your side of the story,
what
too.
What did happen?
My side of the story is, yes, we were out on the deck having a good time. It was a wonderful, balmy night. It was really good.
Yeah.
And she was outside, and I was inside, getting ready to come out. Well, there was a wasp's nest out there we didn't know about, and she found it. And she started in. She kept saying, wasp, wasp. And she started in, and I started out with the wasp spray. One was on the screen, and I sprayed it, and she was right there.
Oh.
No.
Now, Mindy, is that how it happened?
No, sir.
I like that.
Kids and their memories.
You two crazy kids are going to have to work this out on your own time.
Oh, yeah. Well, we worked it out before.
Here's why I believe Mindy, because Sharon, to me, sounds like this spectacular lady of theater.
Right.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book.
Have you ever been told that, Sharon, that you sound like Judy Garland?
Yeah, Judy Garland. No, but I'm told I look like Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
To believe in the rainbow that I was trying to get over, you know.
Hold on, girls.
Couldn't. So what? Sorry, we're out of time.
Shall we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.